9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. 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 Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Somebody told me that you found somebody new and you're happy. You were never really very good at being alone. Doesn't know.
just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
I was the knight in shining armor in your movie. Would put your lips on mine and love the aftertaste now. I'm a ghost, I call your name, you look right through me. You're the reason that I just can't concentrate. Hey! I've been trying to fix my pride, but now you're broken. Now you're broken. Lie, 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 and try to hide, but now you know it. That I'm at an all-time.
Three minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
These empties, Lord, as soon as I find where they lay, tied off them jolly and leaving mines on a long hot summer day. And for every day I'm working on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, Tobo picking up barges on a long hot summer day.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. One minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds. Let's ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Zach Bigley.
We welcome you into Dickey Stevens Park for the first time in 2024. It's the Rough Riders and the Arkansas Travelers on this morning baseball game for Education Day in Arkansas. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Dickey Stevens Park. I'm Zach Bigley, very happy to have you along. And today, the Rough Riders will play in front of thousands of screaming kids as they come in 7-2. They face the Arkansas Travelers, who are 5-4, but riding a four-game winning streak coming into this game. The Rough Riders turn to Ryan Garcia on the mound, a 26-year-old, 6-foot, 180-pounder, former second-rounder back in 2019 out of UCLA, takes the ball. In his first start, he went three innings last week on Tuesday against Corpus Christi. He struck out four, but he did allow three runs, so a 9 ERA coming into this game. His three walks and a hit batter put him into some tough situations in that game. So he looks for better command in game number two. His mound opponent today, Raul Alcantara, the 23-year-old, 6 foot, 167 pounds, out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. The left-hander has made two relief appearances so far this year. He's gone 4 1/3, allowing three runs, two earned, and five strikeouts, five walks to go along with that so far in the young season. He makes his first start of the year this year. We'll see a lot of cutters, kind of slider-looking cutter, and a changeup and a good two-seam as well from Alcantara, the left-hander going today for Arkansas. So it's Raul Alcantara against Ryan Garcia on what has been a very lively morning, and the sun is starting to poke out from behind the clouds. Just beyond us to our left, the Rough Riders in the road gray uniform, tops and bottoms today, double R ball caps. On the other side for the Little Rock, Arkansas home, the Arkansas Travelers, they have their Little Rock uniforms today, red tops with the LR on the left breast, white pants, and white and red ball caps. The forehead of the ball cap is white with red all around the outside and on the bill as well. Good uniform combinations for both of these teams today in this series opener. It's a six-game series, and we'll tell you a little bit more about what these teams have done so far this season when we come back. We'll also give you some news that just broke about 10 minutes before we started our broadcast today. Very exciting stuff about a former Rough Riders pitcher. More to come on the pregame show as the Rough Riders get set to take on the Arkansas Travelers for the first time in 2024. We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of the ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Welcome back into Dickie Stevens Park. Zach Bigley with you on the pregame show. We talked a little bit about the Rough Riders and the Travelers here in Game 1 of this series and what to expect. The Rough Riders coming in at 7-2 on the season. They are tied for first in the South with Midland, also 7-2. While Arkansas, they are second place in the North, but four games back of Springfield, who are 9-0 to start the season. This Arkansas team actually was swept over the weekend and the opening weekend by Springfield, but they came back home and they ended up dominating Tulsa, or I should say they went on the road and dominated Tulsa, winning 5 of 6 in that ballpark. So they come in on a four-game winning streak. This is a team that looks like on paper should be a really good hitting ball club, but it was actually their pitching that dominated on the road. In fact, in their 5 wins last week, they only allowed 2 earned runs out of their bullpen in 25 innings pitched. So really good stuff by that Arkansas bullpen last week. And in addition to that, the starting staff, they had one bad start overall this season. But outside of that, if you take out that one bad start, the starters have a 3.31 earned run average on the season. So Arkansas, very formidable on the pitching staff side of things. On the offensive side, they're led by their two top prospects in the Mariners organization. Cole Young, the number one prospect who will be leading off today, and Harry Ford, the number two prospect who is hitting third. Those two are really how the offense will run between those guys, good contact hitters, not a ton of power from those two. And those who were fans of the Rough Riders last year might remember Robbie Tenorowicz, who is back as well. The man they call Bird was hitting over 440 when he finished with the Rough Riders last year in mid-April. He hit nearly 350 in the month, and he is back hitting fifth in the lineup today. On the other side for the Rough Riders, Frisco is coming off a series in which they won 5 of 6 against the Corpus Christi Hooks. They had a really good series walking a ton. Corpus had some trouble with their command and gave a lot of free base runners to the Rough Riders. Over the last three games, the Rough Riders have been very good on the offensive side and the pitching side, and they've had pretty massive margins of victory in those games. The Rough Riders outscoring the Hooks over the last three, 27-6. And overall in the series, they outscored the Hooks 40-20. So the run differential pretty good for the Rough Riders. On the other side, Arkansas, though they're 5-4, they have a negative run differential at -8. So something to keep an eye on as we continue to go forward in this series and continue to learn more and more about these teams in the early part of the season. We talked a little bit about a tease in that first break, or that first segment, I should say, about a Rough Riders starting pitcher, a news that just broke. Well, Jack Leiter is getting the call to the major leagues. That's the news. He is slated to start on Thursday for the Texas Rangers when they have their series finale against the Detroit Tigers. Leiter, who spent the last two seasons with the Rough Riders, very excited for him getting that call to the big leagues and making his major league debut. He had made three appearances already up with AAA Round Rock and pitched very well. And so getting the call to make the spot start after it was announced that Cody Bradford would go on the injured list. Great to see Jack Leiter getting his call to the show. When we come back, we will get you the starting lineups for today's game. It's the Rough Riders and the Arkansas Travelers in Game 1 of 6 on this Education Day. Happy to have you along. We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Let the dogs out this year at Riders Field for Bark in the Park. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game. Enjoy the grassy berm beyond the outfield or find some new friends at Section 123 or 124. Dogs are admitted free to the game alongside a human with a ticket. Let the dogs out at Riders Field for Bark in the Park on Sunday, April 28th. See you at Bark in the Park, Sunday, April 28th. First pitch at 4:05. Let's ride!
The best deal in the Metroplex is Bet. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 23rd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
We'll welcome you back to Dickie Stevens Park for the first time this year. It's the Rough Riders and the Travelers getting set for the opener of this series, and let's introduce you to the starting lineups for today's game. First, for the visiting Frisco Rough Riders, is announced by second-year head man Carlos Cardoza. It's Kellen Strom, the center fielder, who leads things off. He's flanked by Liam Hicks, the catcher, and Aaron Zavala, the right fielder, hits third. Abimelech Ortiz got the day off on Sunday. He's back in the lineup cleaning it up at first base, while Cody Freeman is the third baseman today, hitting fifth, and Max Acosta, the shortstop, bats sixth. Bottom third of the order, Alex DeGoti is back from AAA Round Rock. He bats seventh, looking for his first hit in a Rough Riders uniform in his career. He's 0 for 8 through two games in Frisco. Freiner Chavez is the second baseman in the eighth spot, and Jesus Cepeda rounds out the order for the Rough Riders out in left field and the caboose in the order. Once again for the Rough Riders, it's Strom in center field, Hicks the catcher, Zavala in right, Ortiz at first base, Freeman the third baseman, Acosta at shortstop, and Degody, the DH, Chavez at second, and Cepeda in left field. Ryan Garcia takes the ball for the Rough Riders today, making his second start of the season, and he'll face this starting lineup for the Arkansas Travelers at 5-4 on the season. They're announced by first-year head man Christian Colon, the manager. Cole Young, the shortstop and number one Mariners prospect, leads it off. He's hitting .300 this season. He is right ahead of Spencer Packard, batting second and out in left field. And Harry Ford, the catcher, hits third, the number two prospect in the Mariners organization. Tyler Locklear is the first baseman cleaning things up. He's had a good start to the season, hitting .313, while Robbie Tanerowicz, the 28-year-old, is the designated hitter, batting fifth. And Alberto Rodriguez, the right fielder, hits sixth, plays out in right field. Hogan Windisch is the second baseman in the seventh spot. Ben Ramirez, the third baseman, hitting eighth. And Jared Oliva, the center fielder and former big leaguer, bats ninth today for Arkansas. Once again, it's Young, Packard, and Ford. Locklear, Tanerowicz, Rodriguez, Windisch, Ramirez, and Oliva, the starting nine for Arkansas in this series opener. Raul Alcantara on the other side will get the ball for Arkansas, the left-hander making his first start of the season. Overall, it's his third appearance. So the Travelers take the field out in front of us in their red uniform tops, white bottoms, and red and white ball caps on this absolutely gorgeous day for baseball, 75 degrees. We are just about set to go. We'll take a break, and when we come back, it's the play-by-play of today's game, the series opener between the Mariners affiliate and the Rangers affiliate at the AA level. We'll be right back here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
It's pickleball night at Riders Field on Friday, April 26th, so make sure to grab your tickets as the Rough Riders host the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Catch Frisco's Major League Pickleball team, the Frisco Pandas, and have a chance to meet the squad. Join us for pickleball themes all night and make sure to take advantage of our great ticket specials, including two tickets and two Rough Riders branded pickleball paddles for just $29. You can also snag a Lazy River ticket and get pregame access to the pickleball courts at Riders Field for just $25. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Tee up at Riders Field on April 27th with Golf Night, presented by the PGA Coaching Center. Get a PGA Coaching Center koozie at the gates on the way in. Check out what the Coaching Center has to offer at the game and enjoy all the golf-themed activities throughout the evening. Take advantage of the free golf simulators in the concourse, courtesy of DriveBox. Swing for the fences or drive the fairway. Either way, hit it perfectly with Golf Night on April 27th for a 7:05 first pitch against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. For tickets and more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Throw not in time.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win!
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
And it's out of here.
Goal!
Swing and a miss, he got him.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
In time! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
Oh my goodness!
Oh wow!
Now let's head to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley.
The Frisco Rough Riders are back on the road, and today it's the series opener of a six-game set with the Arkansas Travelers, the Seattle Mariners affiliate for the Rough Riders. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Dickie Stevens Park on the bank of the Arkansas River. The Rough Riders today at 7-2 go against the Arkansas Travelers at 5-4. It's Raul Alcantara, the left-hander, who makes his first start of the season and his third overall appearance for the Mariners affiliate. The 23-year-old stands 6 foot, 167 pounds, out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, and he faces Kellen Strom to begin the ballgame today. It's an education day, an 11:05 first pitch, meaning there are thousands of screaming children donning the ballpark here in Arkansas, and it's going to be a loud one today. Maybe not the most educated crowd when it comes to baseball, but certainly one of the louder crowds that you'll hear all season are these education days. So Strom is in from the right side. Alcantara, the left-hander from the third base side of the rubber, has his sign from Ford, his catcher. He winds and delivers the game's first pitch. It's way high and outside, back to the backstop, and it's one ball and no strikes. 11:07 with the game's first pitch today. We are officially underway. Alcantara will come at you with a fastball, slider, and changeup combination. The slider is very gyro and kind of looks like a cutter, the pitch. That one misses down low and inside. It's two balls and no strikes. And the Rough Riders will try and attack him early on. Command has been his big issue through his first couple outings. 4 1/3 innings, 5 walks. The 2-0 pitch. Strom watches on the outside corner for a called strike, and it's 2-1. Kellen Strom, a couple doubles in that Sunday finale. Rough Riders 10-2 win over Corpus Christi. Alcantara peels back in the 2-1. Fastball inside edge of the knees for a called strike, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes on the Riders' center fielder. Frisco dominated those last three games, winning by a combined score of 27-7 against Corpus Christi. They won 5 of 6 in that series overall at home. 2-2 offering on the way. Breaking ball cut on and missed for strike three, and Strom is down on a slider on the outside corner. Well, one away on a strikeout from Alcantara, and that brings Liam Hicks to the plate. A lefty-lefty matchup favoring the pitcher. Liam Hicks, through his first 9 games, hitting .382 this season. His 13 hits are tied for third in the Texas League. No homers, and that will soon come for the left-handed batter. First toss. He watches over the heart of the plate with a fastball for a strike, and it's 0-1. Infield just slightly to pull behind Alcantara, who deals in the 0-1. Hop foul, left side and out of play. It's 0-2. Let's look at the defense behind the left-hander today. It's Spencer Packard out in left field, Jared Oliva in center, and Alberto Rodriguez in right field. Ben Ramirez is the third baseman. Cole Young at shortstop. Hogan Windisch plays at second base today. Tyler Locklear is the first baseman. The pitch rides high and inside on Hicks, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harry Ford does the catching today for Alcantara. He peers in for a sign and issues in the 1-2. Breaking ball high and inside nearly hit him. He bends away of it. 2 balls and 2 strikes. The sun poking out from behind the clouds momentarily, casting very short shadows as it's almost above us. 75 degrees our game's first pitch today. 2-2 pitch. Swinging a little floater into right center field off the end of the bat. It's down and into the gap, though it doesn't plug the gap. Rodriguez gets it in quickly from right field, and Hicks holds with a long single. He hit it off the end of the bat, so it didn't roll past Rodriguez. He had to come in, though he was running into the gap to nab it. He's able to fire back in and keep Hicks to a single. He has his 14th hit on the season. He has 6 multi-hit games in the first 9 that he's played this year. Here's Aaron Zavala, another left-handed batter. First pitch. fouled straight back behind home, and it's 0-1. So left-handers have given Alcantara a bit of trouble to start the season. Left-handers are now 5 of 7 against him, including that Hicks single. Very rare to see that. Reverse splits for him. He readies and brings in the 0-1 pitch to Zavala. That one's blasted into left center field. Packard going back. It's over his head all the way to the wall. Hicks on his horse. He rounds third. He gets the windmill home. The relay from the shortstop Young is not in time. An RBI double for Zavala, and as the ball got away from the catcher Ford, Zavala takes third, and the Rough Riders lead 1-0 in the top of the first inning. Well, the wind is blowing in from right field, and Spencer Packard is playing very shallow in left field. So Zavala served it over his head, and Zavala picks up an RBI double for his efforts, his second double of the season. He drives in Liam Hicks, and he's at third base with one down for Abimelech Ortiz. First pitch. Ortiz swings and misses and a good slider away, and it's 0-1. Well, the Rough Riders leading 1-0 in the top of the first inning, and Frisco picking up right where they left off in the Corpus series with a lot of runs, especially early. Ortiz got the day off on Sunday, but he's back in the lineup today. The offering home. A swing and a hard ground ball. Diving stop right side. Locklear, the first baseman, throws home. Not in time. Ford dropped the ball. Zavala did not slide. He went through the home plate base and stepped on it with his left foot. And Ford, as he caught the throw from Locklear, tried a sweeping tag on his leg, and he did not get him. He missed him, and then the ball went squirting out of his glove anyway. The double whammy, and Abimelech Ortiz reaches on the fielder's choice. Great play by Locklear, but it's 2-0 Rough Riders here in the top of the first inning. So fielder's choice goes 3-2 RBI for Ortiz, is his sixth already through 9 games played. And the Rough Riders have a crooked number in this top of the first inning. It's 2-0. Cody Freeman bats from the right side now, and Alcantara deals. Fastball pierces the outside edge, a called strike. It's 0-1. What a start for the Rough Riders. It's what you want to see early on, and these, with the exception of Liam Hicks's ball, are not softly hit baseballs either. Zavala and Ortiz both hitting the ball very hard. 0-1. Swinging a ground ball into the hole at short. Young has got it. No, it's the third baseman Ramirez who cuts him off, goes to second for one. The throw to first is not in time. Freeman beats out the potential inning-ending double play. Fielder's choice goes 5-4. Two outs now. Freeman at first base for Max Acosta. Good play by Ramirez, angling to his left and spearing it. For Young, if he would have fielded that ball to shortstop, it would have been a tough off-balance throw falling away from second base. Much easier play for Ramirez. There's Max Acosta in from the right side. 2-0 Rough Riders, top of the first. Throw goes over to first, and it skips away. Hits off the sidewall on the right side, and Freeman moves up to second. So an E1, and this has been a disastrous first inning for Raul Alcantara. Had a throwing error on top of it. The Rough Riders lead 2-0. Trying to pile more on now with the runner in scoring position after the throwing error on the pickoff attempt. Offering home. Swinging a soft bouncer foul, third base side, and it's 0-1 now on Acosta. He was hitting .265 through 9 games and 9-for-34 at the plate. The shortstop does have 8 RBIs to lead the team, though. Left-hander, third base side of the rubber. Belly button set. He deals. Swinging a hard ground ball up the middle, though Young, the shortstop's right there to glove it. And he throws on to first in time to get Acosta and retire the side. The Rough Riders do get 2 runs, though. It comes on 2 hits, an error, and 1 runner left on base. Bottom of the first next. Rough Riders 2, Arkansas coming to the plate next. We come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, We understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
The Rough Riders lead 2-0 as we go to the bottom half of the first inning, and Ryan Garcia takes the mound for Frisco. He faces the Mariners' number one prospect, shortstop Cole Young, to begin it, and the first pitch. Fastball pops skyward out of play left side. It's 0-1. The Rough Riders with an RBI double from Aaron Zavala in the first, and a Bimelec Ortiz fielder's choice that scored a run. And Frisco in the driver's seat early on in this game. Garcia peels back and deals in the 0-1. A high fly ball into left center field, sending Strom back into the alley. He's there to make the call, but it's Jesus Cepeda right there at the warning track, and he makes the catch. Fly out to left field by Cole Young, and there's one away for Spencer Packard. Well, that's the first fly ball today that is buried in that deep alley that turns into an out, where in other ballparks that might be a home run. This is a very pitcher-friendly ballpark, and along with San Antonio, Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium. Those are the two pitcher-friendly ballparks in the league, as the offering just slips outside. It's one ball and no strikes. It really doesn't matter if you're hitting in April, if you're hitting in August. This is a very pitcher-friendly park, the pitch. That one's sent to left field, sending Cepeda back. He's at the warning track, reaches up and makes the grab. So back-to-back catches for Jesus Cepeda out in left field. On back-to-back fly ball outs, just four pitches into the game for Garcia. And Harry Ford, the Mariners' number two prospect, according to MLB.com, stands in now, the catcher for the Travelers. It's 2-0 Rough Riders, bottom of the first inning. The gaps are massive in this park. Down the line, it's only 330 to right with about a five-foot-high wall. So balls can get out down the line. The offering in. On the outside corner, a fastball for a strike. It's 0-1 on Ford. 400 to dead center, but the wall is straight. It doesn't curve out in center, so it leaks out into the gaps. The pitch. Swinging a foul off the end of the bat behind home, and it's 0-2 on Ford. Two outs, bases clear in the first inning. 2-0 Riders. Let's take a look at the defense behind Garcia today. It's Jesus Cepeda in left, Kellen Strom in center, and Aaron Zavala in right. Cody Freeman has third, Max Acosta at shortstop. The offering in, outside with a breaking ball. It misses with a sweeper. 1-2. Franmer Chavez at second, and Bimelec Ortiz at first. Liam Hicks puts down the signs today for Ryan Garcia, the Rough Riders starting pitcher. Shoulders square to the plate, and he offers in. Swinging another fly ball into left field. Cepeda going back. He's at the warning track again. The wind knocks it down, and he makes the catch coming in from the warning track onto the grass. Three fly ball outs to left field for Ryan Garcia in the first inning. It's a very smooth and economical inning with just eight pitches. 2-0 Rough Riders. We go to the top of the second inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, the Rough Riders scored two runs in the top half of the first inning, and now we go to the top of the second. Very economical eight-pitch inning for Ryan Garcia on the pitching side, and the Rough Riders will send the bottom third of the order, Alex DeGody, Freiner Chavez, and Jesus Cepeda to the plate in the second. Alcantara gave up some really loud contact in that first. It wasn't necessarily a dinking and dunking kind of two-run first for the Rough Riders. Double for Aaron Zavala was over Spencer Packard's head, who was playing extremely shallow, and then a hard ground ball for Ortiz as well. First pitch to the right-handed batting to Godey. A swing and a hard line drive on one hop in the dirt, and it screams into left field. A base hit for Alex DeGody. That's his first Rough Riders hit. 1-for-9 now in a Rough Riders uniform, just coming down earlier today from AAA. Good to see DeGody, the former major leaguer, check in with his first career Rough Riders hit. He's aboard to start off the second, ambushing the first pitch from Alcantara. Freiner Chavez stands in now. Right-handed batter has a switch hitter against the lefty. And the offering in. Breaking ball inside, 1-0. Talking to a lot of Rangers folks, they think that this is Freiner's better side, the right side. It's his original side. A lot of people who are switch hitters are usually original left-handed batters. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swinging a high fly ball into shallow center. Oliva comes in, now angles back a couple steps and makes the catch. One away in the second. DeGody at first base, 2-0 Rough Riders. And nine-hole hitting Jesus Cepeda stands in now. Cepeda just 1-for-21 with the Rough Riders this year. Right-handed batter at 6'5". Time called by home plate umpire Chris Presley Murphy. As our bat boy is making his way from first base back to the Rough Riders dugout. We're ready to go now. Alcantara deals. A bunch shown from Cepeda. Misses low and outside. 1-0. Cepeda just trying to get something going on the offensive side. The Rough Riders already with two runs, possibly trying to get DeGody down to second for Strom in the top of the order on deck. Corners still play back. Throw goes over to first, and that pushes DeGody back to the bag. Lockley, of course, holding him on, but Ben Ramirez, the third baseman, playing back of the third base bag, about 4 or 5 steps away from the cut of the grass. Open stance for Cepeda. The pitch in. Swinging a hard ground ball up the middle, scoots off the mound, and trampolines into center, a base hit. Now, Jesus Cepeda has his second hit in a Rough Riders uniform. Rough Riders with first and second now, and one out for the top of the order in Kellen Strong. That thing used the mound as a ramp and just shot up the middle into center. Strom, who struck out in the first, goes against Alcantara for the second time. Struck out on a slider his first time up.
up the middle, the infield, a double play depth. 2-0 Riders, top of the second. Alcantara kicks home. Breaking ball outside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Two runs on four hits for the Rough Riders early on. Trying to tack on with Strom at the plate. Pitch in. He takes a fastball outside edge of strike. 1-1. Strom didn't like the call. Borderline pitch right on the outside edge. Very slightly closed off stance for the right-handed batter. Alcantara, belt high stretch. He offers in. That one hums inside. It's one ball. Make it two balls and one strike. Well, the Rough Riders coming into today, a run differential at plus 16, thanks to blowing out the Hooks over the weekend, winning 5-6 in that series. Arkansas, they've won 4 in a row. Here's the stretch of the 2-1. Swinging a line drive to second. It's caught by Windisch, and an easy double play as DeGody took off on the line drive with just one out. He tosses over to Colwin at second. And DeGody is doubled off. So a line drive double play. Hard contact for Strom, but it ends the inning. 2-0 Riders to the bottom of the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Now back to the game on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ryan Garcia, after an 8-pitch first inning, is back out for the second. Frisco leading 2-0 after two runs in the top of the first. Zach Bigley alongside you in this series opener. Thanks for joining us for Morning Baseball. We say good morning to you wherever you are listening. Maybe you're at work. Maybe you're skipping work to watch the game. Or listen to it. Here's Tyler Locklear. First pitch is off the fist, back to the hill, gets past the mound. Acosta comes up, tries to barehanded shortstop, and it goes off the heel of his bare hand. It's a base hit for Locklear to lead off the second inning. Tough play for the shortstop, Acosta. A softly hit ball, do or die play, and he couldn't make it. Well, Locklear is aboard, the number 8 prospect in the Mariners organization. First hit against Garcia today. Robbie Tanerowicz takes his turn. Tanerowicz was with this team last year, signing as a minor league free agent. The former California Golden Bear. Open stance. Nickname is Bird. And the first pitch. On the inside edge of strike, it's 0-1. Say because of his looks, he kind of looks a little bit like a bird, so he got that nickname when he was at Cal. He was a phenomenal hitter last year. Hit just a little bit under 300 for him on the season. Was one of the best players in the Texas League. Garcia pitches, misses inside. It's one ball and one strike. And the Travelers really coasted on his bat for a lot of last year. Well, he was a free agent at the end of the season. Spring training started, and he didn't have a team that he had signed with. He got some offers from indie ball teams. The pitch is outside. It's two balls and one strike on the designated hitter. And then once spring training started, He got an offer from the Mariners, and he re-signed. We're back here in AA Arkansas, really just filling spot. The pitch. That one sent to center field on a line, and it drops in front of Kellen Strom, a base hit. Locklear up to second. Back-to-back singles for Locklear and Tanerowicz to start off the bottom of the second inning for the Trags. 2-0 Frisco, bottom two. There's Alberto Rodriguez. Last season, Tanerowicz hit .318 against the Rough Riders, and in 12 games, he drove in 11 runs. .913 OPS head-to-head against Frisco last year. And he starts off this season with a base hit. And Rodriguez, a left-handed batter, deals with Garcia, who steps off looking back at second and resets things. Runners take their leads from first and second. Garcia offers in. A breaking ball crossed up Hicks. It misses outside. It's one ball and no strikes. And time is called. Hicks going to go out and chat with him. Cody Freeman at third base joins as well on the mound. Oh, it looked like Hicks was expecting a fastball there. Got a sweeper on the back door. And just talking now about the signs. Make sure they're on the same page with the runner at second base. Ranger Chavez, the second baseman, comes in now, and he joins. Meeting happening just in front of the mound. Ryan Garcia, a four-pitch pitcher. Two of those pitchers are new to him this season. If this is your first time listening to a Ryan Garcia start, it's his second start of the year. Garcia went fastball, curveball, slider, and change last year. This year, he's fastball, cutter, sweeper, and changeup. And the mound meeting is done. Chris Presley Murphy, the umpire, going out there to break it up. Garcia's slider kind of morphed into the cutter. He's just throwing it a little bit harder now. And got rid of the curveball and added the sweeper as the primary secondary pitch. Primary secondary pitch. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Here's the stretch. And the 1-0 pitch to Rodriguez. It's low and outside, 2-0. Garcia, with two runners aboard behind him, nobody out. Bottom of the second inning, 2-0 Rough Riders. Right-hander tucks the glove underneath his left arm, looking in for his sign. He's got it. Set just above the belt. Black glove, the pitch. Fastball rides high and outside. Three balls and no strikes. Garcia, a season ago with the Rough Riders, made 26 appearances, all of them as a starting pitcher. Went 3-9 with an over 6.5 ERA. He deals. Fastball high for ball four. A four-pitch walk loads the bases. Nobody out in the second. Hogan Windisch, the batter now.
The second base, number 18, Hogan Windisch.
Windisch will turn 25 at the beginning of May. Pinehurst, North Carolina native, a very small town in North Carolina. Bases loaded, nobody out, bottom of the second. Riders lead 2-0. Garcia from the stretch, he fires. Fastball just low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Garcia says he has a really good feel now for that sweeper. The curveball was a pitch that he didn't use that often, and usually he would just use it as a get-me-over pitch for strike one. The 1-0. Outside, missing with the cutter. And it's two balls and no strikes. So now looking for a little bit more speed with the cutter and a little more sweeping action with that breaking pitch. The offering is popped up. Shallow center field. Strom racing in. Chavez going back. The second baseman, Chavez, is under it. He makes the catch. Locklear tags at third but bluffs towards the plate. And everyone remains on their bases. Bases still loaded, one out. That's best case scenario for Garcia because he does not give up a run. And the Rough Riders infield was back, so they would have given up a run for two outs. Now with one out, Ben Ramirez, if he puts a ball on the ground, Garcia can find himself walking to the dugout without surrendering a run. Open stance, left-handed batter. Bases loaded, one out. 2-0 Riders, bottom of the second. Garcia pitching. Fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. Garcia, a season ago, was more of a fly ball pitcher than he was a ground ball pitcher. We'll see if that persists this season with a larger sample size. with his new arsenal. He has his sign for the middle of the slab. He's ready. And offers in. Sweeper misses low off the outside corner. Ball and a strike. Garcia in that first start induced mostly fly ball out. In fact, mostly infield pop-ups against him in his three innings of work. The pitch. Fouled straight back. Ball and two strikes now on Ramirez. The nine-hole hitting Jared Oliva is on deck. He would love a ground ball here. Rough Riders infield is playing to pull. Cody Freeman, the third baseman, way off the third baseline. He's playing almost at the shortstop spot defensively. The offering in. Fastball just a hair outside. We're even at 2-2. Garcia, a former second rounder in that 2019 draft that produced Josh Young and Davis Wenzel. Now both big leaguers. Here's the stretch and the 2-2. Swinging a chopper right side. That sneaks through. Base hit. Locklear scores. Tenerowitz around third. He gets the late stop sign. Zavala hits the cutoff man, and now there are two runners caught up at third. Tenerowitz in a rundown between home and third. Hicks runs him back to the bag. There are two runners standing on the third base bag. He tags both of them, and the runner from first base, Alberto Rodriguez, has the bag and is the one on the third base pillow. So Tenerowitz is tagged out. And there are two outs in the inning. A run does score. Poor base running early on for both teams in this game, as the Rough Riders had to go to double off at second base. And that time, Alberto Rodriguez just ran into the heels of Tenerowitz, who got the late stop sign at third on a good throw from Aaron Zavala hitting the cutoff man. Abimelech Ortiz had the baseball, didn't realize there were two runners caught up. So he just threw home, and Hicks chased him back to the bag. Tenerowitz is out number two. And here's Jared Oliva, the right-handed batter, in the ninth spot. Ben Ramirez on the play, went up to second base as well. So an RBI single for him. Here's the stretch. And the right-hander pitches home. Swing and a miss. Fit the cutter underneath his hand, and it's 0-1. So that out is recorded 9-3-2 to get Tenerowitz as out number two. 2-1 Rough Riders, bottom of the second inning. Stretch and the offering into Oliva. Fastball is low. One ball and one strike. Oliva playing in his fifth game. He has yet to have a hit with these Travelers. Garcia's stretch. He deals. Low and outside with a ball in the dirt. It's 2-1. Oliva is 0-13 with four strikeouts. He does have a walk. Center fielder today. Runners at second and third, two down in this bottom of the second inning. 2-1 Rough Riders, one run in for Arkansas. Garcia's pitch. Low of the zone. Three balls and one strike. First base is open, but you have Cole Young on deck, who's the leadoff hitter and arguably the best hitter in this lineup. Garcia peers in for his sign. He's got it. Right-hander from the stretch, 3-1. Swinging a hard ground ball to third. Freeman tries to block it with his body. It's off his left shoulder. Rodriguez scores. Ramirez around third, and the throw is cut off. It's a two-run single for Jared Oliva, his first hit of the season. And just like that, Arkansas takes a 3-2 lead. Boy, that was a hot shot out to third base. Freeman tried to knock it down with his shoulder going down to both knees, almost like a catcher would, but it skipped off of his left shoulder and out into left field. And no chance for Hazel Cepeda to try and throw out Ramirez with two outs and that ball being deflected. So John Goble comes out and will go chat with Ryan Garcia now, Rough Riders pitching coach. Try and calm him down. This inning has gone single, single, walk, pop out, single, single, with the second out of the inning recorded on the base paths when Robbie Tenerowitz got a late stop sign and Alberto Rodriguez ran up his back and they were both standing at third base. So three runs in for Arkansas already in this inning against Ryan Garcia. Goble's set his piece. He's back to the dugout. Cole Young flied out to left field in the first. along with every other hitter at the top third of this order. Three flyouts to left field in that first inning against Garcia. Left-handed batter, runner at first, two down. The pitch. Swinging a high pop-up left side, foul ground. Cepeda going over towards the stands, and he watched it go into the stands. It's 0-1. That ball was probably ticketed for Cepeda's glove if it weren't for the wind, which is currently at 15 miles an hour, blowing in from right field. And with that ball down the left field line, that was a prime candidate for a wind-aided fly ball going foul. And that's exactly what happened. 32-mile-an-hour wind gusts today in Arkansas. 0-1 on Young, the shortstop. The pitch home. Runner takes off. Pitch is high and inside. Throw to second is a good one, but a good slide from Oliva, and he steals the bag. The throw was more on line with the bag than it was just off to the right side of the bag for an easy tag. So Acosta had to catch it in front of his body and then place the glove down to his left. Had it been a throw that was just off of the right side of the bag, they could have gotten it. The pitch. That's flicked foul to the left side, ticketed all the way for a foul ball, and it's 1-2. 3-2, Arkansas leads Frisco. Bottom of the second with two outs, runner at second. Garcia looking in for his sign, he has it. Stretches and deals. Swinging a foul back into Hicks's glove. He hangs on, strike three, and the inning is over. First strikeout for Garcia, but three runs come across on four hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. We're to the top of the third inning next. The Rough Riders trail the Travelers 3-2 on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Tee up at Riders Field on April 27th with Golf Night, presented by the PGA Coaching Center. Get a PGA Coaching Center koozie at the gates on the way in. Check out what the Coaching Center has to offer at the game and enjoy all the golf-themed activities throughout the evening. Take advantage of the free golf simulators in the concourse, courtesy of DriveBox. Swing for the fences or drive the fairway. Either way, hit it perfectly with Golf Night on April 27th for a 7:05 first pitch against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. For tickets and more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top half of the third inning in Arkansas. The Rough Riders and Travelers doing battle for the first of six games, and it's 3-2 Arkansas into the top half of the third inning. Liam Hicks to lead it off for the Riders. It's 2-3-4. Raul Alcantara deals, and he just misses with a fastball low. One ball and no strikes. Alcantara allowed a couple runs in the first inning, and now all of a sudden is pitching with the lead after the three-run second from the Travelers. Here's the 1-0 pitch from the left-hander. That's low, and it's two balls and no strikes on Hicks, who singled back in the first inning. He continues to be an on-base machine. Hicks stands back in with an open stance. And the left-hander, the 2-0. That one inside. Three balls and no strikes. Hicks with a monster 476 on-base percentage coming into today's game, and that's only gone up with the base hit. He has a 429 on-base in his career in the minors. The 3-0. That one slips into the top of the zone with the slider, and it's 3-1. Great start to the season for Hicks, who's back in the state of Arkansas. He went to Arkansas State for college. Bends the legs low. The pick. Swinging a fly ball out to left field, pushing Packard back, but he's got it measured. And he reaches skyward to make the catch. One away in the third. Aaron Zavala the batter. And an RBI double that way to left field back in the first. The wind now blowing right to left in the ballpark as opposed to in from right field. It's kind of swirling back and forth a little bit. First pitch. Zavala swings, fouls it back into Ford's glove, and it's 0-1. This ballpark, Dickey Stevens Park. Named after the famous Bill Dickey. The pitch. Swing and a miss and a slider away, and it's 0-2. Bill Dickey, a Hall of Fame catcher, who has Little Rock, Arkansas ties. The Stevens part is a businessman here in the Little Rock area, Jackson Stevens. The 0-2. Swinging a foul off Ford's glove, and it's still no balls and two strikes. The ballpark was built back in 2005 and opened in 2007. 0-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Zavala strikes out and a slider away. Two outs in the third inning. It's the second strikeout for Alcantara. 3-2 Travelers, top of the third for Bimelec Ortiz in the cleanup spot. Drove in a run on a fielder's choice to first base in the first inning. It was a really hard hit ball, a great diving catch by Tyler Locklear at first. Left on left, and the first toss. Rides on the inside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. We talked a little bit about the pitcher-friendly nature of this park back in the first inning. It's 3:32 down the left field line. The 0-1. Ortiz spanks it foul left side into the seats, and it's 0-2. 400 to center, 3:30 down the right field line. And into the alleys, it's 360 in left center and 375 to right center. Not a lot of homers will fly, especially because of the wind. If there's anybody who has the power to get it out of the park, it's a people like Ortiz, though. 0-2 offering. He watches outside with a fastball, and it's one ball and two strikes. The exterior of this ballpark is gorgeous. It's an all-brick ballpark on the exterior. It almost looks a little bit like a train station. The 1-2. Ortiz swings, pops it up into left center field and shallow. Oliva coming in from center. Packard in from left. It's Packard to make the catch. And a side retired for Alcantara, his first 1-2-3 inning of the ballgame. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. 3-2 Arkansas to the home half of the third on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's pickleball night at Riders Field on Friday, April 26th. So make sure to grab your tickets as the Rough Riders host the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Catch Frisco's Major League Pickleball team, the Frisco Pandas, and have a chance to meet the squad. Join us for pickleball themes all night and make sure to take advantage of our great ticket specials, including two tickets and two Rough Riders branded pickleball paddles for just $29. You can also snag a Lazy River ticket and get pregame access to the pickleball courts at Riders Field for just $25. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Our Education Day ball game continues to the bottom half of the third inning. Ryan Garcia back to the hill after surrendering three runs in the second. It's 3-2 Arkansas. 2-3-4 due up for the Travelers. Spencer Packer to be followed by Harry Ford and Tyler Locklear. Garcia winds and deals. First pitch is high, and it's one ball and no strikes. Ryan Garcia allowed four hits in that second, trying to come back from that tough inning. The 1-0. This is high again. It's 2-0. He'll be about 75 pitches in his start today, and hopefully for Ryan, be able to settle things down and go further than the three innings he did in his first start. 2-0 pitch. It's just outside, missing with a backdoor cutter. 3-0. The Arcadia, California native went to UCLA. Garcia drafted in 2019. The 3-0. That misses outside, ball four. Four-pitch walk to begin the third. Garcia ended up tearing his UCL and getting Tommy John surgery, though, in 2019. Missed a big chunk of time, and you know, it could be a little boring when you are trying to rehab from an injury and you're trying to find stuff to do. You can't play baseball. Garcia, an avid computer gamer. Here's the stretch. And the pitch to four. There's a bouncer out to short. Acosta's got it low. Feeds on to second for one. Chavez to first in time. It's a 6-4-3 double play. And Ryan Garcia has two outs behind him here in the third. Couldn't get more tailor-made than that. Easy double play for Acosta. 3-2 Rough Riders trail. Here's Tyler Locklear in the cleanup spot with two down and the bases clear. Right-handed batter. Garcia looks in, he winds and fires. It just misses low, and it's one ball and no strikes. So Ryan Garcia wanted to get more into computer gaming, and so he decided to build his own PC. The 1-0. Breaking ball tagged in the air out to shallow left field. Cepeda going over towards the foul line, looking up, and he reaches over and he makes the catch. Great play by Jesus Cepeda. He reached over the edge of the stands, into the stands, and he was able to make the grab. Wow, what a play from Jesus Cepeda, and it ends things here in the third. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Top four coming up. The Rough Riders trail 3-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cody Freeman starts the Rough Riders fourth. It's 3-2 Arkansas in this series opener. Freeman bounced into a fielder's choice in the first inning. Raul Alcantara winds back and deals home to Freeman. A swing and a line shot to short, and Young spears it out of the air on a backhand. So Cody Freeman hits it hard, but right at the shortstop, Young, And he makes the catch for the first down of the inning. Brings Max Acosta to the plate. Rough Riders down 3-2. Raul Alcantara has really settled in. He's retired four in a row. 1-2-3 third as well. The pitch. Breaking ball spears the outside corner. A called strike, and it's 0-1 to Acosta. Left-hander looks in, winds, and deals. Finds the inner edge. Quickly 0-2. We talked a little bit during the pregame show about the news that broke right before the broadcast today that Jack Leiter will make his Major League debut on Thursday. He'll be in the series finale against Detroit. Our congratulations go out to Jack, who was with the Rough Riders the last two seasons. Left-hander winds and fires. Fastball high and outside, one ball and two strikes. He was really good in AAA in his first three appearances. Two of them starts, one in long relief. In 14 and a third innings, he struck out 25 batters. The 1-2. Swinging a high pop-up on the right side of the infield. Windisch, the second baseman, calling everyone off. Still on the dirt. He makes the catch over near the first base position. Two up, two down for the Rough Riders in the fourth. Six straight down in a row for Alcantara. Alex DeGody, who singled back in the second, stands in from the right side. Riders trailing 3-2. Almeider, a 3.77 ERA in those first three appearances of the season. The pitch home. Breaking ball high and outside. One ball and no strike. Great for Jack. I mean, he has been through a lot of really tough outings over his last two-plus years in professional baseball and dealing with a lot of outside pressure. The 1-0. Outside, it's two balls and no strikes. And having witnessed it firsthand, if you're a Rough Riders fan, you know that there's a lot of talent in that right arm, and there's a reason why he was drafted number two overall. Really excited for him to make his debut. The pitch. Popped in the air. Foul right side, and it's 2-1. So he will join a long list of guys who've already made their debuts in the early part of this season. We saw Ricky Benasco make his debut yesterday. That was for the Dodgers. So he becomes the sixth player already to debut for the Rough Riders in the early season. And we'll see a seventh on Thursday with Jack Leiter. Seven players debuting in April. 2-1. Swinging a ground ball foul, third base side. 2-2 now on DeGody. So with Leiter, once he makes his debut, in the first 3 weeks of the season for the Rangers, you'll have had first-round picks from 2018, Colwin, 2019, Davis Wenzel, 2020, Justin Foscue, 2021, Jack Leiter, and 2023, Wyatt Langford, all debut in the first 3 weeks of the season for the Rangers. That's crazy. The 2-2. Swinging a grounder foul back behind home, and it's still three balls and two strikes. So, not to mention they're all former Rough Riders. Rough Riders are all seeing a lot of their guys pop up and make their Major League debut and really contribute to a team that is trying to get back to the World Series and win it again. The pitch. Check swing and an offering outside. He did not go. We're full at 3-2 on DeGody with two outs and the bases clear in the fourth. 3-2. Arkansas leads it. It's been a lot of fun early on to watch those guys up with the Rangers. Payoff pitch. DeGody swings, slams it hard on the ground. Three hops to the shortstop. Young, who vacuums it in, throws across, and gets DeGody. Side retired once again in 1-2-3 fashion. Seven in a row, sat down by Alcantara. We go to the home half of the fourth. It's 3-2 Arkansas on the Riders Baseball Network.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
It's a true family affair at Riders Field on Sunday, April 28th, so make sure to purchase your tickets for Blippi Day. It's a great day for the kids with a Blippi-style Rough Riders glasses giveaway at the gates, and with an HEB family lawn ticket, your pup can get in for free. It's a Sunday, which means it's also Kid Sunday Fun Day presented by Raising Cane's, so load up the car and join us for a Blippi-themed day full of fun. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com for Sunday, April 28th at 4:05 p.m. between the Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Let's ride!
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
You can run on for a long time.
Last of the fourth inning in Arkansas. Rough Riders trailing 3-2 to the Travelers. Robbie Tanerowicz leads it off. Right-handed batter against Ryan Garcia emerging for his fourth inning of work. The pitch. High and outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders scored two in the first inning, and Arkansas countered with three in the bottom of the second, if you're just joining us. That's how we've reached our 3-2 score. 1-0. Shuttles high, and it's two balls and no strikes. Ryan Garcia got a double play behind him in the third for a relatively efficient inning, and his eight-pitch first inning has really helped his pitch count as well. He rocks home. He misses low, and it's three balls and no strikes, and including the three he's offered in this inning. 44 pitches so far as he starts the fourth. He peels and deals home. High and tight. Four-pitch walk to begin the inning for the second straight frame. Tanerowicz aboard for Alberto Rodriguez, who walked and scored in a second. Rough Riders had a ton of walks on the offensive side in this series last week against Corpus Christi. They lead all of AA in walk rate and in walks total. Pull sign shift on the infield for the left-handed batting Rodriguez. First pitch, he shows bunt, puts it down the third base line. Freeman watches it go foul at third, and it's 0-1. Rodriguez smiling as he walks back to home plate. 3-2, Arkansas leads. Alberto Rodriguez has been in the Mariners system since 2021. He was acquired by the Mariners in a trade with Toronto as the player to be named later when they sent right-handed pitcher Taijuan Walker to the Blue Jays. The 0-1. He swings and puts it off the fist out towards second. Chavez makes the catch, and Tanerowicz retreats back to first with no throw. One away on a humpback line drive out to second. Hogan Winden stands in. Rough Riders trailing by one, 3-2, bottom half of the fourth inning. Right-handed hitter against right-handed pitcher, the offering. Slips across the outside corner for a called strike. It's 0-1. Mentioned Windhurst out of, or I should say Windish out of Pinehurst, North Carolina. Very, very small town. Here's the stretch of the pitch. It's on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-2. Its official population is 18,000, but he said that would be very surprised if you could find a stop sign, let alone a stop light in my hometown. It's just outside Fayetteville, kind of between Fayetteville and Charlotte in North Carolina. The 0-2, low and outside. It's one ball and two strikes. So now out here in a little bit of a bigger city in North Little Rock. If this is your first season tuning into Rough Riders Baseball, the Rough Riders stay in Little Rock, but the ballpark. The stretch of the pitch. It's on the outside corner. Strike three called. Got him with the cutter. And Ryan Garcia has his third strikeout there. Two away here in the fourth. That brings Ben Ramirez to the plate. 3-2. Rough Riders trail the Travelers. Bottom of the fourth. The ballpark is in North Little Rock. It's technically a different city. Stretch of the pitch. Swinging a bounding ball, hit to first, and it gets by Ortiz down the right field line. Tenorowicz up to second. He's on his way to third, and he gets there easily. The throw goes into second base, holding Ramirez to a single. So runners on the corners now and two outs, and Ortiz tried to backhand that ball going towards the bag and just whiffed on it. Kind of alligator-armed it on a backhanded attempt. So Jared Oliva, the batter now, and that's one that Ortiz will probably tell you he should have made a play on. Runners on the corners. Oliva had a two-run single back in the second that scored the go-ahead run. First pitch, popped up, right side, shallow right field. Chavez going out, long run for Zavala in. Chavez tries to make the basket catch. It just lands foul by about 2 or 3 feet. Man. Garcia almost got out of it. Instead, it's 0-1. Rough Riders trailing by a run, bottom of the fourth. Here's the stretch, and the right-hander is 0-1 pitch. Just misses Loma with a slider. One ball and one strike. The city of Little Rock, we can see it beyond right field where we are. We're in North Little Rock. The difference between the two municipalities is the Arkansas River runs in between the two cities. Here's the stretch. And the 1-1 pitch from Garcia is low again. It's two balls and one strike. So we can't actually see the river from where we are now because of a hill, but it's just about maybe 500, 600 feet beyond right field, so not able to hit a homer into the water. Here's the stretch and the 2-1 pitch from Garcia. We'll have to wait. He steps out. Off the rubber. And so the Rough Riders' first two trips of the season are to the two places that play right alongside the Arkansas River, in Wichita and Kansas, and then down here in Arkansas. The pitch home. Swinging a fisted fly ball into shallow left field. Jesel Cepeda coming on. Stops. Reaches up. He paws it to his left-hand side, and it retires the side in the fourth. Ryan Garcia allows the base hit, strands runners on the corners, and keeps it a 3-2 game. Arkansas leads it, but the Rough Riders coming up for the fifth after this in the Riders Baseball Network.
Let the dogs out this year at Riders Field for Bark in the Park. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game. Enjoy the grassy berm beyond the outfield or find some new friends at Section 123 or 124. Dogs are admitted free to the game alongside a human with a ticket. Let the dogs out at Riders Field for Bark in the Park on Sunday, April 28th. See you at Bark in the Park, Sunday, April 28th. First pitch at 4:05. Let's ride.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders, second
base. Freer Chavez starts it for the Riders in the top of the fifth. Happy to have you along as our morning baseball game has turned into an afternoon baseball game. Riders trail 3-2. Raul Alcantara back out on the hill as a ball got loose from the berm in left field. And our left fielder, Spencer Packard for the Travs, has to go over and grab it, toss it back into the stands. 8-9-1 for the Rough Riders. Chavez to be followed by Hazel Cepeda and Kellen Strom at the top of the card. Alcantara winds back and fires. Backdoor breaking ball for a strike. It's 0-1. Alcantara has really settled down, retiring the last seven he's seen, starting with Strom at the top of the lineup. He allowed two runs in the first. The 0-1. Punched in the air down the right field line. Rodriguez chases over towards the boundary, reaches out, makes the catch. He bangs into the wall and crashes into the net, and he's able to hold on to the baseball. Wow, what a grab. An incredible catch by Alberto Rodriguez, smashing his knees into the padded wall down the right field line and Spider-Manning into the net. Franier Chavez is retired for the first out of the fifth inning for the Rough Riders, and here's Hazel Cepeda. Cepeda singled into center his first time up. Offering home. He takes one outside in an attempted backdoor breaking ball. 1-0, I should say. Cepeda stands 6'5" in the right-handed batter's box. Alcantara's 1-0. Breaking ball, strike on the outside edge, and it's 1-1. Kids Day continues, and a lot of fans still here. A lot of the screaming kids. Around the eighth inning, usually they start to go back to school. 1-1. Sprayed foul right side. It's 1-2. We start to see a not as full ballpark at that point. But they're still here as of now. 1-2 pitch to Cepeda. Way outside, up and away, and it's 2-2. Three runs on four hits and two errors for the Travelers today. Two runs on four hits and an error for the Rough Riders. Alcantara looks in. He's got his side. And the 2-2 on the way. Check swing. Cepeda went around for strike three on a slider low in the dirt. And he strikes out. Third strikeout for Raul Alcantara. Kellen Strom now at the top of the card, stands in. Riders down 3-2. Top of the fifth. No action out in either bullpen as of now. See Garcia again in the bottom of the fifth inning. Offering in. Swing and a miss. Strom, a mighty hack. He's down on the count 0-1. It's going to be really hard for anybody to hit a homer into right field today with the way the wind is blowing in from right. Kellen Strom, most of his power comes backside from his point in right field as a right-handed batter. 0-1 toss. He takes one at the top of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-2. And you add into the fact that you're going to have to hit it pretty far out to hit a home run, as a 5-foot-high wall out in right field is prime for home run robberies. 0-2. Swinging a foul straight back behind home plate, and it's still no balls and two strikes. There's quite a few balls that might sneak out of here, but right fielders and center fielders are able to make the grab as that 5-foot-high wall extends all the way out into right center. The 0-2. Breaking ball cut on and missed for strike three, and Strom is down on strikes for the second time. It's now 10 in a row that Raul has sat down. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We're into the home half of the fifth inning next, halfway home from Little Run. Rough Riders trail 3-2 on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game.
for solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Last of the fifth inning, Ryan Garcia on the hill for the Rough Riders. Cole Young, Spencer Packard, Harry Ford. The top three of the order due up. First toss. Young swings, puts it off the end of the bat out towards second. Backhanded stop, Chavez. Off-balance throw to first in time. One away. Pretty play by Chavez. Made it look easy. Reaching down, gloving it with the backhand. And then not even stopping his feet, just as he was falling away towards center field, kind of threw under his left arm with his right arm and got it to first in plenty of time to get Young. One pitch, one out in the fifth. That's kind of been what has been the key for Garcia today. First pitch to Packard is over. On the outside corner for a strike with a cut fastball, it's 0-1. The efficiency that the right-hander has worked with has got him into the fifth. The 0-1 is just high, missing with a breaking ball, and it's one ball and one strike. So far, 59 pitches for Garcia. He's about to go, or expected to go about 75. The offering. That one misses inside. It's two balls and one strike. The right-hander had an 8-pitch first inning, and then a very clean third as well. After walking the first man on four pitches, as the pitch is popped up left side out of play, and it's 2-2 on Packard. He had just a 7-pitch third. A long second inning in which he allowed 3 runs, though. That's been the mark against him today. Riders trailing 3-2. Nobody out in the bullpen for the Rough Riders, though there is action in the bullpen for Arkansas. He's on the right field side. Garcia's pitch, breaking ball, fouled back. Still 2-2 on the left fielder, Packard. It's Blas. Blas Castano, who's getting loose in the bullpen and right field line. The pitch is served foul into the netting left side above the Riders' dugout. Still 2-2. Plus Castano. Set to come in probably in the top of the sixth. Two balls and two strikes. Harry Ford on deck. Here's the right-hander's pitch. Off the fist, a fly ball, shallow left field. Cepeda coming in. He's there, and he squeezes. He's been a busy man out in left field today. Two outs for Harry Ford. Base is clear. Riders down by a run, 3-2. Bottom of the fifth. Harry Ford is 0-for-2 with a fly out to left. And he grounded into a 6-4-3 double play in the third inning. Ford, as mentioned, the number 3 prospect, making the number 2 prospect, beg your pardon, in the Mariners system. Watches low and outside. It's one ball and no strikes. The catcher is extremely athletic and not your typical catcher's build. He stands 6 foot, about 180. The 1-0. High and inside. It's two balls and no strikes. And he is a stolen base machine. Over the last 2 seasons coming into this year, he stole a combined 47 bases. They say he's a serious threat to be a 2020 player in the big leagues. 2-0. Ford watches high and inside, 3 balls and no strikes. Very good behind the plate as well. So often when you see athletic catchers like that, you wonder if they're going to move them into the infield or into the outfield to try and get them in the lineup more often. The 3-0. Inside corner, a strike, and it's 3-1, and also save their knees a little bit. But Ford is very good behind the plate, and they expect him to remain a catcher. Possibly be with the Mariners next year. So the 3-1 is chopped foul left side. It's 3-2. He's still very young. Ford, just 21 years old, and he'll be 21 all season. You have Cole Young, who's 20 right now as well, and he won't turn 21 until late July. So a lot of youth on this Mariners-affiliated team. Payoff pitch. High and outside, ball four. Ford draws the walk, and Tyler Locklear bats now. And just like that, Robbie Ahlstrom will start to get loose for the Rough Riders out of their bullpen. The bullpens are back-to-back, both beyond the right field wall. The Mariners is, or excuse me, the Travelers is more down the right field line, while the Rough Riders is more into right center, touching up against the center field wall. Locklear today is 1-for-2. He singled in the second and scored and flied out to left in the third. 3-2, Rough Riders trail the Travelers. Right-handed hitter, Garcia from the stretch and the righty pitches. Fastball simmers high, one ball and no strikes. Locklear spent most of his season in Everett last year, though spent a lot of his season on the injured list as well. He had a broken hamate bone in his hand. The pitch. A check swing, a strike called anyway over the heart of the plate. It's one ball and one strike. It limited him to just 61 games a season ago. Starting this season with Arkansas. Here's the stretch and a throw over to first base, not in time. Those 61 games were with Everett, and then he finished the season in Arkansas with his last 22 games played. Starting the season here again. Right-handed hitter. And the 1-1 from Garcia. Swinging a fly ball off the end of the bat to center, sending Strom back a little bit. He's right there to make the catch, though. And he makes the grab and puts his hands on his hips in frustration with the wind and kind of blowing that thing back and forth. He's got it, and the inning is done. Garcia, good job to get through five innings. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. And the Rough Riders still trail 3-2 as we go to the top of the sixth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Tee up at Riders Field on April 27th with Golf Night, presented by the PGA Coaching Center. Get a PGA Coaching Center koozie at the gates on the way in, check out what the Coaching Center has to offer at the game, and enjoy all the golf-themed activities throughout the evening. Take advantage of the free golf simulators in the concourse, courtesy of DriveBox. Swing for the fences or drive the fairway. Either way, hit it perfectly with Golf Night on April 27th for a 7:05 first pitch against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. For tickets and more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Raul Alcantara gives way to Blas Castano for Arkansas as we make our way to the top of the sixth inning. It's 3-2. Arkansas leads Frisco. Liam Hicks, Aaron Zavala, Abimelech Ortiz, 2-3-4 in the Rough Riders order. The first three to swing the sticks against Castano, the 25-year-old who stands 5'10", 162 pounds. He's making his third appearance this year and his second out of the bullpen. It's been a tough go for him. He's gone just a third of an inning in both of his appearances. He's allowed 7 runs, 6 of them earned, a 81 ERA coming into this game. First pitch to Liam Hicks. He swings and sprays it foul left side, and it's 0-1. Castano is really one of the only starting pitchers that has had a poor start for Arkansas. Another good start for Raul Alcantara in today's game. The left-handed batter deals with the righty, who offers in the 0-1. Outside, misses. 1-1. Entering into today, if you take out Castano's one start, in which he allowed 6 runs in a third of an inning, Arkansas starters have a 3.31 ERA. The pitch outside. A lot of movement on that offering, tailing away from Hicks, and it's 2-1. A lot of swings and misses in this Arkansas pitching staff overall, talking to hitting coach Ryan Tuntland before today's game. Said this staff is going to cause a lot of problems. The pitch is inside, and it's 3-1. And that's what we saw from Alcantara after he allowed those 2 runs in the first and allowed a pair of hits in the second. He retired the last 10 he saw in his start, going 5 innings, allowing just 2 runs. 3-1 to Hicks. Pitch home. Popped in the air down the left field line. Packard runs over, and he watches this one sail onto the berm. A foul ball. And it's 3-2. It's a berm that stretches from just beyond the left field line in foul territory out towards left center field. And then you have the batting cages enclosed in center field. It's a building out there. And then there's a little bit of a berm in right field as well, stretching onto a concrete concourse in straightaway right field. The 3-2. Hit off the fist up the middle. The second baseman, Windisch, he gloves and throws out Hicks for the first down in the sixth inning. Rough Riders still without a hit since the second. Aaron Zavala takes his turn. He had an RBI double in the first inning. Strikeout in the third. Zavala, the former second-round pick out of the University of Oregon. First pitch. He swings, fouls it straight back, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders have been a force offensively over the last week in that series against Corpus Christi. In the 6 games, they averaged almost 7 runs a game. The pitch is outside. It's 1-1. As Castano lifted his leg, he paused for a little bit, trying to throw off Zavala's timing, but then missed away. Rough Riders have been held to just 2 runs on 4 hits in this game so far. Here's the 1-1. Zavala swings and punches it into center field. Oliva coming on, and he has to watch it in front of him. Drops in a base hit for Zavala. He hit it hard enough that it was a question as to whether or not Oliva was going to be able to come in and make the grab on the fly, but it was able to just drop right in front of him, and Aaron Zavala has his second hit of the day. Abimelech Ortiz takes his turn now. Left-handed batter against the right-hander Castano. Stretch in the pitch. Backdoor breaking ball for a strike. It's 0-1. Good to see from Zavala, who struggled in the beginning of that series against Corpus Christi. He has his third multi-hit game now. Zavala started that series 0-for-12 before picking up his first hit of the series on Saturday. Had a multi-hit affair in that game, and then the pitch is bounced foul right side. It's 0-2 to Ortiz. Zavala had 3 walks, going 0-for-2 on Sunday. Something that Zavala will give you. He'll get on base even when he's not hitting. It's a good thing to have. Ortiz is 0-for-2 today. Left-handed hitter. He's down in the count 0-2 with 1 down and a runner at first. The pitch. He swings and punches it in the air down the left field line. Packard over towards the line. Wind blowing it, it blows it foul. It's still no balls and 2 strikes as the wind blowing from right to left just kept on carrying that baby out of the ballpark in foul territory. Puerto Rican stands back in from the left side. Infield up the middle at double play depth with one down in the sixth inning. Riders trailing 3-2. Pitch home. Ortiz watches high and outside. One ball, two strikes. It's not a hard fastball from Castano. Be in the upper 80s, but a ton of movement on it. Tailing away from that left-handed batter, Ortiz. The right-hander has his sign. He stretches. Long hold. He kicks. Ground ball foul towards the Riders' dugout left side. Still 1-2. It's a small frame for Castano. Just 5'10", 162. Ortiz calls time. Steps out. What a start to the season for Abimelech Ortiz. Even with his 0-for-2 today, he still has an OPS over 1,000. One of the Rough Riders' four homers on the season. That's last in the Texas League. 1-2. He takes low and outside. 2-2. Home runs have come from Scott Capers, Aaron Zavala, who's at first base, Abimelech Ortiz, who's at the plate, and Nathaniel Lowe, the rehabber, on Sunday. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball, tagged foul right side. Still two balls, two strikes. Ortiz is not just a power guy. He'll do this. Have long at-bats, lots of foul balls, a very good hitter. Holds the bat parallel to the ground over his left shoulder, just wiggling it a little bit over his helmet. And the 2-2. He swings and hits it foul in the air left side. It's still two balls and two strikes. This will be the ninth pitch coming up to Ortiz in the at-bat. The reigning player of the year in the minor leagues for the Rangers last season. The pitch home. He swings and hits it high and deep into center field. Oliva going back. He's into a back pedal and he makes the catch. Zavala thought there were two outs. He's all the way around second. And an easy throw to first base for a double play. Man, that's the second time that's happened in the game today. Zavala forgot how many outs there were. And it's a double play and the Rough Riders are done in the top of the sixth inning. Man, that's a killer. 3-2 Rough Riders into the bottom of the sixth inning. They trail. We'll be right back with the Riders Baseball Network. Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Robbie Ahlstrom takes over for Ryan Garcia as we head to the sixth inning. The bottom half, the Rough Riders trailing 3-2. Frisco has had a couple base running mistakes that have really cost them on the offensive side. Alex DeGoti did not freeze in the line drive in the second and was doubled off at second base with one out. First pitch to Robbie Tenorowicz from Robbie Ahlstrom is a strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1 in the battle of the Robbies. And in the last inning, Aaron Zavala forgot how many outs there were at first base and was doubled off in the fly ball to center field. The 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Ahlstrom busted a fastball inside on him, and it's 0-2. Ryan Garcia goes 5 innings in his start today, and after a really tough second, he did a good job to salvage the start. He becomes the second Rough Riders pitcher to go 5-plus. Ahlstrom, the 0-2. Fastball inside, 1-2. Nick Crowth was the other pitcher to do that on Sunday. He went 6. His final line, he went 5 innings, allowing 3 runs all earned on 4 hits. Struck out 2, but walked 4. The pitch is a ground ball up the middle. Acosta to his left. He vacuums it in, slings it sidearm to first base, and gets Tanerowitz by 4 steps. One away in the 6th inning. Alberto Rodriguez, the batter now. Rough Riders down 3-2. So from the right-hander, Ryan Garcia, we go to the left-hander, Robbie Ahlstrom. Ahlstrom, 24 years old, 6'3", 195-pounder. He stretches and fires. First pitch breaking ball over for a strike. That's the curve, and it's 0-1. A native of Placerville, California, but grew up in Eugene, Oregon, went to the University of Oregon, was drafted by the Yankees in 2021. The 0-1. Fastball outside edge. Strike 2, 0-2. Sent from the Yankees to the Rangers in the Jose Trevino deal. Pitched with Frisco last year, and he's been good so far for the Riders this season. The 0-2, breaking ball, hit on a line up the middle, right to Acosta off the end of the bat. The shortstop makes the catch behind the second base bag, and there's out number 2. A soft line drive for the second out, and Hogan Windisch stands in now. It's a big curveball in the outside corner. Rodriguez just kind of reached out and poked it off the end of the stick. Easy play for Acosta. Windisch 0-2 today. 3-2, Rough Riders trail in the bottom of the 6th. Ahlstrom belt high set the pick. Inside, missing with the breaking ball, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. So far this season, Ahlstrom has surrendered just 1 run over 4 1/3 innings. Work out of the bullpen. 6 strikeouts to 2 walks. The 1-0. Fastball popped up. Right side, foul ground, Ortiz over towards the line. He's right there with Ahlstrom, and Ortiz able to make the catch as Ahlstrom went down to a knee, nearly got run over by the Rough Riders first baseman. It's a 1-2-3, 6th inning for Robbie Ahlstrom in relief. No runs hit errors, nobody left on base. Top 7 coming up. Riders need some runs. They trail 3-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the 7th here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top half of the 7th inning, it's 5-6-7 for the Rough Riders coming up against Laz Castano. Cody Freeman to start things. He's 0-2 today, bouncing into a fielder's choice and lining out to shortstop in his 2 trips. Max Acosta, Alex DeGody after him. Castano allowed a base hit to Zavala in the sixth inning, but got an easy double play after Zavala forgot how many outs there were and was all the way over at third on a fly ball out to center field. An easy double play for the Travelers. First pitch to Cody Freeman. It rides inside in a two-seam fastball with a lot of movement. It's 1-0. Freeman hit the ball hard in the fourth inning, but right at the shortstop, Young. Coming off a three-hit affair on Sunday. The 1-0. Swinging a line drive up the middle. It clicks off the glove of Castano right at the second baseman Windisch. He backhands and throws to first in time, and Freeman is robbed again. Man, that was a hard line drive that Castano just caught a piece of up to his left-hand side, head high. It went right off his glove and just caromed directly to Windisch, who was able to make the play, and it's a ground out 1-4-3. A tough look for Cody Freeman, one away. Here's Max Acosta. Stretch in the pitch. Fastball, upper edge, inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. So the Rough Riders are actually now out-hitting the Travelers. 5-4, though they trail 3-2. Stretch in the pitch. Swinging a line drive to short. One hop. Young's got it. Spins in shallow left field. Throws and gets his defensive counterpart at shortstop, Acosta. Two away. Man, another hard hit ball. Good play by the shortstop, Young. It was right at him. He picked it to his left and kind of used his momentum that was carrying him to his left, spun in place at shortstop into shallow left field, and was able to throw across to get Acosta because the ball was hit so hard. So Alex DeGoti now, who's DHing, 1-for-2. First pitch, fastball, middle, a strike, and it's 0-1. Riders down by a run in the top of the seventh inning. DeGoti open stance right side. Castano has only thrown five pitches in this inning so far. He deals. Fastball just high. One ball and one strike. A lot of this action happened early on in the game. The Rough Riders have just one hit since the second inning. So do the Travelers. On the other side, Travelers do have a few base runners. The pitch is a breaking ball inside. It's 2-1. The Travs pitching staff has done a great job of throwing strikes. They haven't walked a Rough Riders hitter yet. Frisco came in leading all of AA in walks. They play to go to the opposite field in the outfield and to pull in the infield. The pitch. Breaking ball low and outside. It's 3-1. On offense early, not so much recently. Rough Riders, 4 walks from Ryan Garcia on their starting side of things. The pitch. Outside, ball 4. DeGoti grabs the first walk issued by an Arkansas Traveler pitcher. Freiner Chavez stands in now. Riders trying to take advantage of the 2-out base runner. Three runs, 4 hits, 2 errors for the Travelers. 2 runs, 5 hits, and 1 error for the Rough Riders. The pick. Swinging a foul on the ground back behind home, and it's 0-1. Chavez now bats from the left side for the first time today after facing the left-handed starter Alcantara. He flips around against the right-hander Castano. Stretch of the pitch. Swinging a bounder foul right side off the facing of the dugout of the Travelers. First base side. Our crowd is not thinned very much. Expected around this time of the game to maybe get a little bit lighter as kids have to start to go back to school. Maybe they're staying the whole game. Who knows? Castano readies in the 0-2. Swinging a fly ball, swatted into left field. Spencer Packard back on it. He's got a beat on it, and he makes the grab for the final out of the seventh inning. So the Riders down relatively quietly. No runs, hits, errors. A runner left on base on a walk. It's time to stretch in Arkansas. The Rough Riders trail 3-2 to the Travelers in game one of this series on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the In Touch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Stretch time is over. Back to the action. To the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Coming out of my cage and I've been doing just fine. Gotta
last of the seventh inning, and Robbie Ahlstrom is back out on the mound for the Rough Riders after a 1-2-3 sixth. First pitch on the way is high to Ben Ramirez. One ball and no strikes. Rough Riders down 3-2 to the Travelers. Ramirez is 2-for-2 with a couple singles. Pitching. Breaking ball in the air out to center field. Drifting away from Strom. He had him played perfectly in the left center. He makes the catch. One away. Jared Oliva stands in now. Rough Riders down 3-2. Bottom of the seventh. There's only been one extra base hit combined between these two teams. The errands of all a double in the first inning. And that's pretty much on par from what you expect here at Dickie Stevens Park. Very pitcher-friendly. Ball hangs up in the air a long time. First pitch. Right-handed batter watches high, and it's one ball and no strikes. Oliva had the two-run single that provided the game-tying and go-ahead runs in the second. 1-0 toss. Fouled straight back, and it's one ball and one strike. Ahlstrom has retired all four he's seen. Ground out, line out, pop out, fly out. The 1-1. High and inside. Two balls and a strike. There's some milling about in the Rough Riders bullpen beyond the right field side, but not a whole lot of action. Nobody throwing. 2-1. Breaking ball, fouled into the ground, and it's 2-2. That's the good thing about this Rough Riders bullpen. They have a lot of guys who can go multiple innings. Ahlstrom fits that bill. In his first two outings, he's gone 2 1/3 and two innings, and he's pitching into his second inning now. He stretches, and the 2-2. Punch foul right side. It's still two balls and two strikes. He allowed a run in that first outing against Wichita, but two scoreless, hitless innings against Corpus Christi his last time out. Four strikeouts. He has yet to strike out a batter in this outing so far. He brings in the 2-2. Curveball, low and outside. Three balls, two strikes. The curveball is not a pitch you see very often in the minor leagues anymore. A lot of guys have gone to that slider, especially the sweeper. Last year was kind of the year of the sweeper, but Ahlstrom features that curveball as his primary secondary pitch. The 3-2, a fastball drilled in the air to deep left field, looking up Cepeda, and that ball's gone. Jared Oliva, who entered without a hit this season, tags a home run. One out solo shot in the seventh inning. It's now 4-2 Travelers. 4-2 Trabs. Cole Young stands in now. Big insurance run, the pitch. Breaking ball for a strike. And it's 0-1. You have to hit it pretty well to get it out to left center here. And that ball was hit very well by Oliva. The 0-1. Misses with a breaking ball low and outside. One ball and one strike. Well, Arkansas and Frisco have been two of the worst teams in terms of extra base hits in the league. The pitch is fouled back behind home plate, and it's 1-2. It is early. The Rough Riders entered into today's game 8th in the 10-team league in slugging percentage. Arkansas 9th. The worst team was Corpus. Rough Riders saw that last week. Stretch in the 1-2. Curve ball, a check swing. He did not go, and it's two balls and two strikes. The Rough Riders' four home runs were worst in the league coming in to today's game, while Arkansas now has 8 home runs. Their 7 were tied for 6th. 2-2. Fouled straight back, and it's still two balls and two strikes. The Rough Riders would love to hit a few homers here in this pitcher-friendly ballpark and do some damage in this series, though it's easier said than done. Got to hit them like Oliva did, and for Oliva, got to hit them pretty well to get them out of here. The 2-2. Fastball misses high. 3 balls and 2 strikes. A lot of work to be done on the offensive side early for the Riders. Ahlstrom stretches, and the payoff pick. Curveball bounced foul right side. Still 3-2. Steven Jennings is starting to loosen in the Rough Riders' bullpen in right center. Cole Young at the plate is 0-3 today. Struck out in the second. He's flied out and bounced out as well. Payoff home. Low and outside. He lost it. Ball 4. Missed with the curveball. That brings Spencer Packer to the plate. Jennings just getting up and loosening. It's still Ahlstrom for the Rough Riders. And John Goble will come out and chat with Ahlstrom, just make sure he's good to go. Rough Riders and Travelers are the only two teams currently playing in the Texas League. But with it Tuesday, we have a bunch of new series starting today all over the league. Take a look at some of the other games that will be going on tonight. Corpus Christi and San Antonio begin an intra-division rivalry tonight. Corpus at home, they're just 1-8 on the season. San Antonio is 6-3. Midland, they are tied with the Rough Riders atop the division. Midland is 7-2 along with Frisco, and they are on the road against Northwest Arkansas, starting their new 6-game series. Tulsa and Wichita will match up against each other. Wichita is also just 1-8 on the season. Wichita back home hosting Tulsa there. And Springfield 9-0. Best team in the league is on the road in the offensive-friendly haven of Amarillo. First pitch to Spencer Packer now after the mound visit. There's a breaking ball in the upper edge inside corner. A strike, and it's 0-1. That Springfield team swept these Arkansas Travelers in that opening weekend. I was talking to some people around this team this morning. The Springfield team is legit. The pitch is high, and it's one ball and one strike. Runner at first base, one out in the bottom of the 7th, 4-2 Arkansas. That pitching staff for Springfield, Tink Hentz, who's been off to a great start on the year, threw 5 no-hit innings against Arkansas. The 1-1. A strike, back pick down to first base, not in time. One ball and two strikes. And then if you followed the Rough Riders last year, their number 2 starter is Takoa Roby, who Rough Riders had last season before he was involved in the Jordan Montgomery deal at the trade deadline. That's a very good Springfield Cardinals team. Here's the stretch from Ahlstrom and the 1-2 pitch to Packard. Check swing on a pitch low and outside. And he did not go. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. This could be Ahlstrom's final batter because it is a lefty. The right-hander Harry Ford is on deck. The throw goes over to first base. Chases Young back in. Mentioned Tink Hentz. In his 2 starts, 10 innings, he's given up just 1 run with 11 strikeouts and 1 walk. Ridiculous stuff from the right-hander. Here's the stretch and another throw over to first base. Roby on the other side had a tough outing in his first start against Arkansas. He went 5 innings, allowing 4 runs, but allowed 3 runs in 5 innings in his next start against Wichita. He earned the win in that game. The 2-2. Breaking ball hit off the end of the bat, foul left side at the end of the Rough Riders dugout. 2 balls and 2 strikes still on Packard. Rough Riders won't see Springfield till about halfway through the season. They'll come to Frisco in June. Stretch and the 2-2 offering to Packard. Swinging a ground ball the opposite way. Sneaks in the left field. It's a base hit. Young up to second. He stops right there. And Packard beats the shift, just poking it down the third base side. He picks up a single. And Harry Ford, the batter, he's 0-for-2 with a walk. And we'll see if Carlos Cardoza comes out of the Rough Riders dugout to get Robbie Ahlstrom or not. He's at the top step. He's looking down. It looks like he's going to stay in the dugout. So Ahlstrom will face the right-handed batter, Harry Ford. Runners at first and second. The pitch. Fastball popped foul right side. It's 0-1. Rough Riders trailing 4-2. Bottom of the 7th. Ahlstrom trying to pitch out of a sticky situation here. He readies, looking towards first, the pitch. Fastball simmers high, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. With just 1 out in the inning still, you have Tyler Locklear, another right-hander on deck. He's 1-for-3. Harry Ford is representing the 3 spot in the order. The 1-1, breaking ball outside. 2 balls, 1 strike, missed with a curve. Jennings still loosening in the Frisco pen. Ahlstrom ready with the belt high set. He pitches. Fastball popped up, foul back behind home plate. It's still 2 balls and 2 strikes. Or now 2 balls and 2 strikes, I should say, on Ford. He's 1 strike away from a 2-out situation. Ford digs back in. His feet even with each other in the right-handed batter's box. A 2-2. Fastball pops skyward again. Foul out of play. Still 2-2. Ball leaking back down into the stands. It goes all the way to the second row. An older gentleman picks it up. And he gives it to a kid. Good job. And the kid dropped it. Now he's chasing it. And he finally tracks it down behind home plate. Runners at first and second, and Ahlstrom steps off. 1 out, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Double play is in order. Riders playing that way up the middle. Deep breath from Ahlstrom, and time called again. Pitch clock violation? No, it was Harry Ford who called time late. Riders down by 2. Bottom of the 7th inning. Here's the stretch. And the left-hander kicks the leg, offers. Breaking ball down in the dirt. Hicks blocks. We're full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Ahlstrom has thrown 38 pitches here in his second inning of relief. One run in for Arkansas. Payoff pitch. Fastball whacked foul left side. Still three balls, two strikes. With Young and Packard on the base paths, Young has really good speed, especially Packard average speed. Wouldn't be surprised if they take off here on this 3-2 pitch with one out. A left-hander ready. Payoff home. Breaking ball, low, ball four, and the bases are loaded. Harry Ford didn't know what the count was. Yeah, that's ball four. He's still looking over towards his own dugout. Bases are loaded now with one out. And here comes Carlos Cardoza. Well, Cardoza going to the home plate umpire, Chris Presley Murphy. First, not going out to the mound. And Cardoza wants Chris Presley Murphy to check with the other umpires and make sure that that was the count. I had 3-2 up here. It should have been ball four. And they do say ball four. So it is a walk. Had the second, third, and sixth pitches as balls. Then the eighth pitch was ball four. Now Cardoza out to the mound. He's going to make the pitching change. They'll take the ball from Robbie Ahlstrom. We'll see Steven Jennings come in out of the bullpen. Pitching change for the Rough Riders here on the seventh with one out. Rough Riders down 4-2. Bases loaded in the seventh inning for Arkansas. When we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Join us as the 04 weekend rolls on as we continue to celebrate the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders Texas League Championship run. In an ode to the 2004 classic Napoleon Dynamite, Saturday, May 25th is Vote for Pedro night and will feature an appearance from Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the film. Make sure you grab your tickets for Saturday, May 25th, 7.05 p.m. first pitch as the Riders welcome in the Midland Rockhounds. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Tee up at Riders Field on April 27th with Golf Night, presented by the PGA Coaching Center. Get a PGA Coaching Center koozie at the gates on the way in, check out what the Coaching Center has to offer at the game, and enjoy all the golf-themed activities throughout the evening. Take advantage of the free golf simulators in the concourse, courtesy of DriveBox. Swing for the fences or drive the fairway. Either way, hit it perfectly with Golf Night on April 27th for a 7:05 first pitch against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. For tickets and more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Stephen Jennings, the new pitcher for the Rough Riders, the right-hander out of Rush Creek, Tennessee, taking over with the bases loaded and one down in the seventh. Frisco trailing 4-2. Tyler Locklear stands in, the right-handed batter. And the kids are getting fired up on this education day to open the series. Locklear 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored back in the second. Bases loaded. Jennings pitches home. Outside corner with a slider for a strike one. It's 0-1. A 25-year-old, 6'2", 175. Drafted by the Pirates in the second round in 2017. 0-1. Fouled back on the breaking ball, and it's 0-2. Four runs, six hits, and two errors for Arkansas. Two runs, five hits, and one error for the Rough Riders today. Both of those runs for Frisco. Coming back in the first inning. Jennings readies the 0-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Climbed the ladder with the fastball. He strikes out Jennings. And there are two away in the seventh. Big out for Steven Jennings. Robbie Tenorowicz takes his turn now. Tenorowicz, one for two. Single in the second, walk in the fourth. Jennings making his fourth appearance with the Riders. He fires. Fastball fouled straight back, 0-1. Dangerous hitter here with Tenorowicz. He's gone exactly one inning in all of his outings so far. 12 ERA as he allowed one run in his first outing, three in his second, but a scoreless outing back on April the 13th against Corpus. That was on Saturday. He readies in the 0-1. Low and away with a slider, one ball and one strike. Bases loaded. Cole Young at third, Spencer Packard at second, Harry Ford at first for Arkansas. 4-2, Rough Riders down in the bottom of the seventh inning with one run in on the Jared Oliva solo home run. The pitch, breaking ball, tapped on the ground, foul left side. And it's one ball and two strikes now on Tenorowicz. An over 300 hitter against the Riders last year. Tenorowicz. And time called as Chris Presley Murphy will go out to the mound along with Liam Hicks, and they're calling out John Goebel and possibly Neil Ori, the Rough Riders trainer, to come take a look at Steven Jennings now. Hopefully Jennings is okay. Maybe a little discomfort on that last pitch. Goebel's going out and talking to him, and it's a quick tap on the chest. Says he's good to go. Now Goebel will relay the message to Cardoza, and Neil Ori coming out. I just want to make sure. Just want to check on him and see if he's okay. Cardoza ushers Ori over to talk to him. He's pointing down at the rubber, almost like he would if he was having trouble pushing off. Ori looking down. It looks like he wasn't pointing toward the rubber. He was pointing towards either his knee or his calf. Bounces up and down a couple times, and Ori's going to say, hey, just take a couple warm-up tosses just to make sure. His first warm-up pitch, and misses low. And he says he's good. Only needed one. So one ball and two strikes on Tenorowicz. 4-2, Rough Riders trail in the bottom of the seventh inning. Tenorowicz open stance on the left side of home plate, right side of the plate. 1-2. Breaking ball down in the dirt. What a block from Liam Hicks. He got in front of it, 2-2. He saved a run. That ball bounced out in front of the plate, nearly in the left-handed batter's box, and he was able to get in front of it. Two balls and two strikes. Bases loaded. Pitch home. Low and outside. We're full at 3-2. Started 1-2. He's gone 3-2 now. Nowhere to put Robbie Tenorowicz with the bases loaded. Chance of Robbie coming from the crowd. The 3-2. Runners go. Swing and a miss for strike three. A slider off the outside corner. And Steven Jennings comes in, strikes out both he faces, and strands the bases loaded here in the seventh. One run in on two hits, no errors, three left on base. Top eight coming up. Rough Riders down 4-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328.
InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
We're trading in 1985 for 2004. Kick off the celebration of the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field as we throw it back to 04 on Friday, May 24th. The band Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Rough Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates before the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds at 7.05 p.m. Don't forget, it's Fireworks Friday as well, so enjoy a fireworks spectacular display after the game from the field. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Into the top of the eighth inning. Rough Riders running out of innings to try and get some runs. They haven't scored since the first, and they trail 4-2. 9-1-2 due up against Blas Castano. Jesús Cepeda to start things. He's 1-for-2 today. First pitch. He takes a fastball at the knees for a called strike, and it's 0-1. The Rough Riders with five hits, their last hit coming in the sixth, but before that, the second. The 0-1. Castano misses outside. It's one ball and one strike. Jesús Cepeda to be followed by Kellen Strom and Liam Hicks. Rough Riders have won three straight games. Arkansas has won four straight, so something's got to give here. The pin just misses low, and it's two balls and one strike. This is an Arkansas bullpen that in their five wins this year has been fantastic. They've allowed just two earned over 25 innings pitched. In their losses, the bullpen has struggled. The 2-1, low and outside, it's three balls and one strike. They gave up a ton of runs last week in their one loss to Tulsa. So they kind of go as their bullpen does, and today their bullpen has been one man, Blas Castano, and he's thrown two scoreless innings thus far, giving up a base runner in each frame. 3-1, swinging a bouncing ball foul into the Rough Riders' dugout just off the face of it. Rolls out to Carlos Cardoza, the Rough Riders' manager and third base coach. He picks it up and going to turn it into a souvenir for a fan in the first row. Three balls, two strikes on Jesús Cepeda, starting the eighth. Castano offers. Swinging a ground ball foul back behind home plate. Cepeda stays alive. Rough Riders have only stranded three on the base pass today. One in the first, one in the second, one in the seventh. A 3-2. Swinging a ground ball the opposite way to second. Windisch has got it covered, and he throws out Cepeda. One away. Top of the order now for Kellen Strom, fourth time through. Strom is 0-for-3 with two strikeouts and a line out into a double play. Was back in the second. Right-hander against right-hander. First pitch. Swinging a looping line drive into center field. The center fielder, Oliva, comes in, dives, and he traps it. It's a base hit for Kellen Strom. The Strom singles into center field. One-out base runner for the Rough Riders, and that brings Liam Hicks to the plate. Rough Riders a blast away from tying it now, trailing 4-2. Strom goes to the opposite way into right center. Sixth hit of the afternoon for Frisco. / morning. Most of those hits coming in the morning. Four of them. Here's the stretch and the pitch to Hicks. He swings, bounces it foul right side. It's 0-1. Hicks is 1-for-3. Another hit would mean his seventh multi-hit game in his first 10. He's gone 1-for-3, and his average has gone down so far today. That's the kind of start that Hicks has been on to begin the season. Strom leads from first, and the 0-1. Swinging a foul out of play to the left side this time, and it's 0-2. Hicks's single was into right field. Off the end of the bat in the first, he's since flied out to left and grounded out to second. The pitch is a ground ball to the left side. Third baseman Ramirez has got it on to second for one. Throw to first is low, not in time. Locklear kept his foot on the bag, but Hicks was able to beat out the ground ball. So two outs on the fielder's choice that goes 5-4. Runner at first base for Aaron Zavala, who's 2-for-3 today, but made a base running error in the sixth inning, thinking there were two outs when there was only one. On the fly ball to center field, he went all the way to third before realizing he'd made his mistake and he had no chance to try and get back. He's doubled off to end the inning. Riders trailing 4-2, the pitch. Zavala watched a letter high fastball outside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Four runs, six hits, two errors for Arkansas. Two runs, six hits, one error for the Rough Riders. 1-0 pitch. Just high. Two balls and one strike. Rough Riders haven't had many opportunities with a runner at second today. 0-for-3 with runners in scoring position. Zavala's RBI double came with a runner at first. That was Hicks, who ended up scoring from first base. He calls time and steps out. Tristan Polley has started to loosen in the Rough Riders bullpen in right center. Throw goes over to first base, and Hicks is back in safely. Ball gets away from Locklear just a little bit to his right, and it's a balk. So a balk called on Castano, and that puts a runner at second base. So now Hicks in scoring position and an opportunity to score. He'll be running with two outs. Trying to make it a one-run game with a base hit and Ortiz on deck. Juan Ortiz to hit with runners on. He had 33 homers last year. Castano has his catcher, Harry Ford, come out and chat. You can hear that sound in the background. That's the inflatable thunder sticks that were passed out today to the kids coming in. I haven't been using them much during the game. Pre-game, it was wild. It was extremely loud with all the thunder sticks going. Two-oh pitch. Zavala watches inside. Three balls and no strikes. And he could miss with another one here. You put two aboard with two outs for Abimelech Ortiz, who's on deck. That'd be ideal. The 3-0. Strike at the top of the zone. Zavala started to turn away thinking it was ball four and now heads back into the box. Hicks leads from second. 3-1 on Zavala, the pitch. Outside for ball four off of Ford's glove, but not far enough away for Hicks to advance. It's a walk to Aaron Zavala, and this is exactly what you want to see if you're Frisco. Two aboard, two down for Abimelech Ortiz. Abby today is 0-for-3, bounded into a fielder's choice in the first inning, and time called. And a mound visit, it's Christian Colon, and he makes the move out to the bullpen. He'll get the left-hander, so they'll do the lefty-lefty matchup against Abimelech Ortiz. Two-run game, two aboard in the eighth inning. Pitching change for Arkansas. We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Let the dogs out this year at Riders Field for Bark in the Park. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game. Enjoy the grassy berm beyond the outfield or find some new friends at Section 123 or 124. Dogs are admitted free to the game alongside a human with a ticket. Let the dogs out at Riders Field for Bark in the Park on Sunday, April 28th. See you at Bark in the Park, Sunday, April 28th. First pitch at 4:05. Let's ride. It's a true family affair at Riders Field on Sunday, April 28th, so make sure to purchase your tickets for Blippi Day. It's a great day for the kids with a Blippi-style Rough Riders glasses giveaway at the gates, and with an HEB family lawn ticket, your pup can get in for free. It's a Sunday, which means it's also Kids Sunday Fun Day presented by Raising Cane's, so load up the car and join us for a Blippi-themed day full of fun. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com for Sunday, April 28th at 4:05 p.m. between the Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Let's ride!
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Biggest situation of the game so far. The Rough Riders have two aboard with Abimelech Ortiz, their best hitter at the plate. And Arkansas turns to the left-hander Garrett Davila to come out of the bullpen. So it's left-hander against left-hander. Davila, the 27-year-old, 6'2", 180 pounds. Former fourth rounder by the Royals in 2015, out of high school in North Carolina, making his fourth appearance this year. He's 1-0 with a 3.86 ERA. Left-hander against left-hander Ortiz. Davila's pitch. Breaking ball inside. It's 1-0. To add on to the difficult at-bat for Ortiz, Davila is a side-armer as a lefty. Really difficult vantage point for Ortiz as the pitch hums across the outside corner for a strike, and it's even at 1-1. So far this season, though, he has faced 10 left-handers. He's given up 5 hits to them. 1-1 pitch. High and inside. 2-1. Ortiz, against sidearmers like this in the past, has shown a great ability to go the opposite way, go with the pitch. They shade him just opposite way a little bit in the outfield, the pull in the infield. Hicks at second, Zavala at first, two down, top of the eighth inning, Riders trailing 4-2. Davila, as he looks in and gets his sign, Harry Ford not happy with it. He'll call time and go out and chat. Ortiz 0-3 today. Fly out to center, fly out to left, and he hit into a fielder's choice that produced the Riders' second run in the first inning. It was a hot shot liner to the first baseman, Locklear, who made a phenomenal diving stop to his right. One of the hardest hit balls of the day from Ortiz. Two balls and one strike. Ford and Davila on the same page. Left-hander readies. He brings it home. Slider is high, and it's 3-1. If he does lose Ortiz here, Cody Freeman is on deck. What a first game this has turned out to be in the opener of this series. A 3-1, a swing and a miss way out in front on a frisbee slider. And it's 3-2. Wind blowing in hard from right field to the pole side for Ortiz. Stands back in from the left-handed side after calling time. Stretch in the 3-2. Runners take off. Swinging a soft bouncer past the mound out to second. Here's a pick by the second baseman, Windish. He throws on to first, and it's just in time to get Ortiz side retired in the eighth inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, two left on base. The Rough Riders turned away, and we go to the bottom half of the eighth inning. After this, on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 23rd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us as the 04 weekend rolls on as we continue to celebrate the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders Texas League Championship run. In an ode to the 2004 classic Napoleon Dynamite, Saturday, May 25th is Vote for Pedro night and will feature an appearance from Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the film. Make sure you grab your tickets for Saturday, May 25th, 7.05 p.m. first pitch as the Riders welcome in the Midland Rockhounds. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Tristan Polly, the left-hander, out from the Rough Riders bullpen. And he takes over for Steven Jennings, fourth pitcher used by Frisco today. Alberto Rodriguez, first man he faces, left on left. Strikes in the pit. Swing and a miss. First pitch slider and it's 0-1. Pauly to face 6, 7, and 8. Rodriguez, Windisch, and Ramirez. 0-1. Swing and a ground ball off the end of the bat, up the middle. Acosta at short has got it. He flings it on to first base in time. A dangerous play up the middle as Chavez, the second baseman, was going for a backhand. He then dove on the ground to get out of the way of Acosta, but with his momentum, his throw took him into the body that was laying on the ground in front of him, and he kind of kicked Chavez as he was throwing. He immediately bent down and helped him back up. Those two are good, and there's one out in the eighth inning. So Hogan Windisch, the batter, right-handed hitter, 4-2. Arkansas leads Frisco, and Paulie's pitch. Slider low, one ball and no strikes. Tristan Polly, the 27-year-old, making his second appearance with the Rough Riders. His first was last week against Corpus. It did not go very well. The 1-0. On the outside corner, a strike. 1-1. He allowed four runs to pick up the loss in the lone Frisco loss last week over two innings of work. He walked four. 1-1 pitch from the left-hander outside. Fastball misses, 2-1. Pauly was sitting, hanging out in spring training, waiting for him to be assigned to a team at the end of camp. The 2-1. Swing and a miss, good changeup away, and it's 2-2. And finally got the call that he was going to be heading to Frisco. Very happy to be getting out of Arizona and back on a team and back in a good schedule. He readies here in the 2-2. Changeup low and away. Windisch didn't offer at it. It's three balls and two strikes. Trying to hold it to a two-run game here. Riders will have 5, 6, and 7 due up in the ninth. 3-2 on the way. Changeup down and in. Ball four. He walks Windisch. One out in the eighth inning, and Ben Ramirez stands in. Ramirez 2-for-3. Left on left. Paulie's pitch. Fastball outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Ramirez singled in the second to drive in a run and singled to right field in the fourth. He flied out to center in the seventh. 0-1, runner takes off, breaking ball a strike, throw down to second, not in time. Windisch nearly slid off the bag with a head first slide, but it's a stolen base. Pitch is actually called a ball, and it's 1-1. One ball and one strike. And the pitch in. Slider over. Strike two, one ball and two strikes. Starting to see some kids file out of the ballpark. Head back to school. Some play in this bottom half of the eighth inning. Great crowd of 7,102. 1-2. Low and outside. Two balls and two strikes. We'll have two education days and one camp day coming up later this season at home for the Rough Riders. Our first education day is on May 7th. Our second on May 21st. The 2-2. Breaking ball cut on and missed. Strike three. Tristan Polly with the strikeout. His first in relief, and Jared Oliva stands into the ninth spot. Two outs, runner at second. Riders trailing 4-2. Rough Riders Camp Day falls on June 11th to open the series against Amarillo. Pauly ready from the stretch. Looks back towards second, brings it home. Misses low with the fastball, and it's one ball and no strikes. And time called. Pauly steps off. He retoes the rubber. Rough Rider is down by two. Pauly fires in the 1-0. Outside. Misses with the change, and it's 2-0. As some of you may know, Tristan Pauly really developed that changeup last year, started throwing it more and more often. Said he used to watch videos of Greg Maddux throwing his changeup, of course, one of the best changeups in the history of baseball, and he saw how he dictated that pitch. Look back towards second base for Pauly, chasing Windisch back in. It's a pretty good guy to learn from and try to do what he did with that changeup. He used it pretty effectively throughout his career. Pauly, a left-handed version of that, of course. 2-0. Misses low with that same pitch, the changeup, 3-0. It's been particularly effective to right-handed batters as it fades away from him. But if you're not locating the fastball, it can make it kind of tough to expect them to offer at that changeup. Three balls, no strikes. Pauly pitches. He just misses low again. This time with a fastball, and it's ball four, his second walk of the outing. So two aboard, two out. Cole Young at the top of the order batting. Now for the Mariners affiliate. And time called. Liam Hicks comes out to chat with Pauly. The entire infield joins as well. A run here would really be tough for the Rough Riders. A three-run deficit and a two-run deficit play completely differently in the ninth inning. Rough Riders have had two wins this season in which they have come back when trailing entering the ninth inning. The final day in Wichita, and then last Wednesday. Rough Riders are just 2-2 when they're trailing and entering the ninth. I expect that'll change throughout the season, though. Those numbers probably won't hold up. Cole Young stands in now after the mound visit. He's 0-3 with a walk today. Left-handed hitter. One of the best pure hitters on the team. Pauly deals. Breaking ball, hit on the ground, foul back behind home, and it's 0-1. Very smart hitter. Cole Young was committed to Duke before he was drafted in the first round two years ago by the Mariners. One of three straight high school picks that the Mariners have made in the first round. Two of them are on this team. Harry Ford and Cole Young. And they took Colt Emerson last year, the pick. Low off the outside corner. One ball and one strike. Emerson, a shortstop, second baseman, just like Young is. And he's currently an A-ball with Modesto. One ball and one strike. Pauly looking to get out of the jam. He pitches. Breaking ball away. Two balls, one strike on the shortstop. Windisch takes his lead from second. Oliva from first. Pauly fires. Fastball high and outside. Three balls and one strike. Riders don't have anybody throwing right now currently. Bullpen's quiet. Pauly's 3-1. Breaking ball, grounded foul. On the right side. 3-2 now, and the runners will be on the move with two outs. Base hit will at least score one, if not two, if it goes in the gap. Pauly readies. Chest high set. The 3-2. Runners take off. Swing and a foul into Hicks's glove. Strike three. Tristan Pauly walks a pair, but strikes out two as well. And he strands to a board. No runs on no hits, no errors. Two left on. Top nine coming up. Riders need two to tie, three to take the lead on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Tee up at Riders Field on April 27th with Golf Night, presented by the PGA Coaching Center. Get a PGA Coaching Center koozie at the gates on the way in. Check out what the Coaching Center has to offer at the game and enjoy all the golf-themed activities throughout the evening. Take advantage of the free golf simulators in the concourse, courtesy of DriveBox. Swing for the fences or drive the fairway. Either way, hit it perfectly with Golf Night on April 27th for a 7:05 first pitch against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. For tickets and more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let the dogs out this year at Riders Field for Bark in the Park. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game. Enjoy the grassy berm beyond the outfield or find some new friends at Section 123 or 124. Dogs are admitted free to the game alongside a human with a ticket. Let the dogs out at Riders Field for Bark in the Park on Sunday, April 28th. See you at Bark in the Park, Sunday, April 28th. First pitch at 4:05. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Peyton Alford takes over, the 26-year-old left-hander for Arkansas, in a save situation. It's 4-2, Rough Riders trail the Arkansas Travelers in the opener of this series. Zach Bigley back with you and happy to have you. Cody Freeman leads it off. Alford signed as a non-drafted free agent out of Virginia Tech back in 2020. No, it was in 2021. He winds and fires to Freeman. High, 1-0. Freeman 0-3 today. He's hit the ball hard a couple times. Pitch in. He takes to the bottom of the zone for a strike, and it's 1-1. Alford making his fifth appearance. He's thrown six innings of shutout baseball, only surrendering one hit so far. He deals. There's a high pop-up left side. Shallow left field. Cole Young, the shortstop, out. And he makes the catch one-handed. One out in the top of the ninth inning for Max Acosta.
The shortstop number 11, Max Acosta.
A Acosta 0 for 3. Four runs, six hits, two errors for Arkansas. The Rough Riders, two runs, six hits, and one error today. Alford winds and fires. Swinging a hard ground ball, left side and through. A base hit for Acosta. The Rough Riders are the base runner, and the tying run comes to the plate. Hard, solid smash for Acosta through that left side. Now Alex Dagoti bats. Dagoti, 1 for 2, single and a walk today. Slightly open stance, left-hander on the hill, deals to the righty. Inside, 1-0, so the Rough Riders now out hitting the Travelers, trying to steal a victory here in the opener of this series with a come-from-behind action in the ninth. Alford readies. The 1-0, swinging a fly ball, foul right side. It's 1-1. Trainer Chavez on deck. This is the bottom of the order for the Rough Riders, so asking a lot from that part of the lineup. Try and score a couple runs. Throw goes over to first, and Acosta's back in. Alford was with Everett last year, but in 2022 made 13 appearances and struggled with Arkansas. Really good with Everett last year, and now really good so far this season as the pitch misses high and away, and it's 2-1. Very pitcher-friendly ballpark here, very hitter-friendly ballpark in Everett. Two-one home. Dagoti takes high. 3-1. Opportunity to get a second runner aboard here in the ninth inning. Chavez, right-handed hitter on deck as the throw goes over to first base. Not in time. A high throw. Alford, as a left-hander, did the kick up, look towards the plate, and then throw over. Already seen one balk on a pickoff attempt already from Arkansas pitcher. That was on Castano. The pitch, high for 4. A single and a walk. And the tying run is on base for the Rough Riders in the top of the ninth inning. Trailing 4-2. Time called in the pitching coach, Michael Peoples, comes out. He'll go have a chat with Alford. Ranger Chavez is 0-for-3 with a flyout to each outfield position today. He has an opportunity to keep this ninth inning going. Michael Peoples stands at 6'5", the pitching coach, towering over Alford at 6'. Peoples, the pitching coach, played 8 seasons in the minors, most recently in 2019. Never played in the Texas League. He came up through the Cleveland Guardians organization, Indians at the time, making it as high as AAA Columbus. Never made his major league debut, though. Runners take off on the first pitch to Chavez. A strike, throw down to third, not in time. A double steal for the Rough Riders with one out. And the runners are now in scoring position, a possibility to tie the game with a base hit for Frenier Chavez. The pitch was just low, in fact, not called a strike, and it's 1-0 to Chavez. A double steal for Acosta and Dagoti. Ford tried to throw down from his knees to third base and bounced it in. The pitch. Chavez swings and misses on a pitch off the outside edge, and it's 1-1. Well, the Rough Riders, a base hit could tie the game in the top of the ninth inning. Still just one out. Asel Cepeda on deck. The 1-1 pitch. Chavez takes a low, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Chavi early on just 5 for 32, a 156 average, but he's been better recently. Here's the stretch, and the 2-1. Swinging a ground ball, hard hit up the middle. The second baseman, Windisch, backhands, throws onto first and gets him. On the play, though, Acosta comes across to score, and it's a one-run game. So Degody down to third, it's 4-3. Rough Riders trail by a run, and it's all up to Heysel Cepeda now in the ninth inning. RBI ground out for Chavez. Cepeda 1-for-3. Degody at third, the pitch. Swing and a miss. First pitch change. He was out in front. It's 0-1. Cepeda's single went to center field back in the second. He's since struck out and grounded out. Open stance, 6'5", right-handed batter. Here's the lefty's 0-1. Change up again, misses away, and it's 1-1. Top of the order and Kellen Strom on deck if we get that far with 2 down in the top of the ninth inning. Here's Alford's stretch, and the 1-1. Swinging a looping line drive foul right side, and the Riders are down to their final strike. 1-2 on Cepeda. And this 11:05 first pitch in the opener. Rough Riders and Travs will play game 2 tomorrow at 6:35, but trying to eke out a win here in game 1 first. 1-2 on Cepeda. And the offering in. Breaking ball outside. It's 2-2. Ben Anderson will start for the Rough Riders. Logan Evans for Arkansas. Evans kind of come out of nowhere. A really good pitcher for the Mariners organization. And time called. Alford steps off. Left-hander ready. And the 2-2 pitch. Now the way back behind home. Still 2 balls and 2 strikes with 2 outs here in the top of the ninth inning. 1 run in. Go-ahead run at the plate. Tying run at third. Just in case, the Rough Riders have Anthony Ho'opi'i, Tui Onatoa loosening in the bullpen. The 2-2. Ground ball chopped to third. Ramirez has got it chest high, fires across in time, and that's your ball game. Rough Riders fall to the Travelers 4-3 in the opener of this series. Frisco ends their 3-game winning streak. Arkansas has now won 5 in a row. Rough Riders now 7-3, Arkansas 6-4. We'll tell you more in the postgame show when we come back. It's 4-3. The final score, Travelers beat the Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
20 years ago, the Rough Riders brought home their first Texas League championship. Come join us as we celebrate the 2014 with a weekend filled with giveaways and special guests as the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds. Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates on Friday, May 24th. Stop in on Saturday, May 25th for Vote for Pedro Night as Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the movie Napoleon Dynamite, will be in attendance. Close out your weekend with fireworks, bark in the park, and make sure to grab a poster at the gates on Sunday, May 26th. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Welcome back to North Little Rock, Arkansas. It's a final Rough Riders fall to the Travelers 4-3. Final line scores for both teams. Travelers, 4 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors. They left 9 on base. The Rough Riders, 3 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. They stranded 6. The win to Raul Alcantara, who went 5 innings in his start, surrendering 2 runs. The loss to Ryan Garcia, who surrendered 3 over his 5 innings of work. And the save, Peyton Alford, his first of the season. Final game time, 2 hours, 41 minutes in front of 7,102 fans here in Arkansas. This game got started with the Rough Riders scoring first. 2 runs in the top of the first inning, an RBI double from Aaron Zavala, and then Abimelech Ortiz bounced into an RBI fielder's choice to make it 2-0. Arkansas then came back in the bottom of the second, though, with 3 runs on an RBI single from Ben Ramirez and a 2-run knock from Jared Oliva. That made it 3-2, and Arkansas would never look back and never relinquish the lead. Oliva then homered in the bottom of the seventh inning to make it 4-2, and the Rough Riders scored a run in the top of the ninth inning on an RBI groundout off the bat of Franier Chavez, but they could not push that tying run across, and they fall 4-3. We'll take another break. When we come back, we will get you the look at tomorrow's ballgame. We'll also tell you more about what to expect in the Texas League this week and, of course, tell you about what's happening with the Rangers when we come back. Riders fall 4-3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
It's a true family affair at Riders Field on Sunday, April 28th, so make sure to purchase your tickets for Blippi Day. It's a great day for the kids with a Blippi-style Rough Riders glasses giveaway at the gates, and with an HEB family lawn ticket, your pup can get in for free. It's a Sunday, which means it's also Kid Sunday Fun Day presented by Raising Cane's, so load up the car and join us for a Blippi-themed day full of fun. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com for Sunday, April 28th at 4:05 p.m. between the Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Let's ride!
Tee up at Riders Field on April 27th with Golf Night, presented by the PGA Coaching Center. Get a PGA Coaching Center koozie at the gates on the way in, check out what the Coaching Center has to offer at the game, and enjoy all the golf-themed activities throughout the evening. Take advantage of the free golf simulators in the concourse, courtesy of DriveBox. Swing for the fences or drive the fairway. Either way, hit it perfectly with Golf Night on April 27th for a 7:05 first pitch against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. For tickets and more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's pickleball night at Riders Field on Friday, April 26th, so make sure to grab your tickets as the Rough Riders host the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Catch Frisco's Major League Pickleball team, the Frisco Pandas, and have a chance to meet the squad. Join us for pickleball themes all night, and make sure to take advantage of our great ticket specials, including 2 tickets and 2 Rough Riders branded pickleball paddles for just $29. You can also snag a Lazy River ticket and get pregame access to the pickleball courts at Riders Field for just $25. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome back into North Little Rock for the final time today. The Rough Riders lose to the Travelers 4-3 in the opener of this 6-game series, but don't worry, there are 5 more games in this set and plenty of opportunities to come back and pick up more ball games. Rough Riders were not the only team playing today in the Texas League. They were, in fact, the only team playing currently, as the other teams will all play tonight. Corpus Christi hosts San Antonio, a Texas League South matchup. Corpus Christi just 1-8 after losing 5-6 to the Rough Riders last week. Midland, they were tied atop the South with the Rough Riders, and after the loss, Frisco hoping for a Midland loss to keep that tie. Northwest Arkansas, 3-6, they host the Midland Rockhounds. Wichita is also just 1-8. They host Tulsa, while Springfield, the best team in the league, at 9-0, they head to Amarillo and that offensive-friendly ballpark to start a 6-game series. The Rangers, they are currently in a matchup with the Detroit Tigers. They're in the bottom of the seventh. It's a tied 2-2 ball game out there in Detroit. The Rangers got the start yesterday from Michael Lorenzen, and he pitched relatively well. Well, John Gray today pitched very well. 6 innings, allowing just 2 runs, 1 earned on 7 Ks. And the Rangers on the offensive side putting up two runs currently on an Ezekiel Duran RBI single and a Marcus Semien RBI single, though a Kerry Carpenter with a game-tying double in the bottom of the sixth inning for the Tigers. Rangers trying to add on to a 1-0 win from yesterday's ball game. Well, tomorrow the Rough Riders will match up once again with these Arkansas Travelers. Ben Anderson will take the ball for Frisco and his second start after a good start his first time out. And he'll be opposed by Logan Evans on the other side for the Travs. First pitch at 6:35 will be on the airwaves with a pregame show at 6:20 tomorrow. And we hope you can join us for Game 2 of this six-game series. That's going to do it for us here in Little Rock. Thanks to everybody who made this broadcast possible, for all of our gracious hosts here in Dickie Stevens Park. For Luke Maley back in Frisco, I'm Zach Bigley saying thanks for picking us up this afternoon. Final score, Rough Riders fall 4-3 to Arkansas. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6:20 for a 6:35 first pitch. But until then, have a wonderful rest of your afternoon.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!